Six state championships here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Caleb Henry alongside Trent Ockingay and Larry Baker going to have all of the state championship games on PlatteRiverPreps.com and ESPN Tri-Cities. We'll also have a ball game over on Power 99 when the Islanders play for a Class A state championship. But first, we're here in the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame. Hogemeyer Hybrids, contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. We've got a lot to break down for all of these championship games. First one on the docket, though, is Class D2 between undefeated Mullen and undefeated Johnson Brock. We're going to send it over to Bob Jensen from Huskerland Preps to break it down first, and then we'll come back, give our analysis and starters as well as we continue along with the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Taking Mullen first, yeah, football success at Mullen has been forever, all right? You go back to the beginning of Mike Brown's career, who was the previous head coach. Mitch Pfeiffer's the guy there. He was Brownie's assistant for a lot of years. They're just used to winning. They are just used. This is just the status quo. And they have got a great football player by the name of Lane Edis. Lane's ran for, I don't know, 6,500 yards in his career. Something to remind people, Lane Edis is, you know, okay, eight-man, there's all sorts of different ways to be a great eight-man running back. What his deal is, Lane's like a 22-10 long jumper. I'm pretty close on that. He's a 6'4 high jumper. I mean, he's much more than just, you know, just your garden variety, really good running back. He's exceptional. The thing to know about Mullen, Brady Gracie, their quarterback, has thrown for over 1,000 yards. They've got a couple of guys that are averaging close to 20 yards a catch. I mean, things like that could happen. Clayton Hassett, Ty Quanvig, Kobe Walker, those guys are all in the line. They're going to play both ways. They're going to have a lot to say with what happens because they're going to want to get some heat on Cole Fassenbarger. Cole Fassenbarger, 52 touchdown passes, zero interceptions for Johnson Brock. That is like make-believe. And I will tell you this about Cole. I've seen the kid play three times now. And Cole does not have a world-class throwing. He throws the ball well. But what he does, he has got exquisite timing for a kid from a D2 football school. And he has also got great touch on the ball. And he's got a whole bunch of really great receivers. Ty Hahn's the name that everybody knows because that kid could actually wind up playing Division I. He's a senior this year. Caden Glenn, guys who follow football or basketball are going to know that name. He was their point guard last year when they got third at state. He's got something like 14 touchdown passes this year. So Johnson Brock's going to come at it from a different way, but based on what I saw the other night against St. Francis, who's going to come into it with the same recipe that Mullen is, you know, trying to hold on to the ball, trying to limit possessions, it didn't work. And as much as I would like to see Mitch Pfeiffer, who is a great dude, win a state championship, I just don't think it's going to happen this year. I think Johnson Brock is, if Johnson Brock finishes this off, Johnson Brock, just like Aurora, could turn out to be one of those teams that we talk about as being one of the greatest of all time in their class.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Mullen won the toss, and they're taking the ball. So let's take a look at the 5 Points Bank starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank, in Kearney. First for the visitors, from Mullen on the scoreboard, wearing the yellow-gold helmets with white and black numbers for the jerseys. At guard, 205-pound senior, number 74, Kobe Walker. Also at guard, 220-pound junior, number 84, Clayton Hassett. The center, 210-pound senior, number 51, Colton Hendricks. The tight ends, 160-pound senior, number 13, Zach Sweet, and 205-pound senior, number 80, Ty Durfee. Fullback, 155-pound senior, number 55, Jade Lovett. Tailback, 180-pound senior, number 33, Lane Edis. And quarterback, 145-pound senior, number 14, Brady Gracie. The Broncos, 12-0 on the season, coached by Mitch Pfeiffer. For Johnson Brock, home team on the scoreboard, white helmets with white numbers on a red jersey and red pants. For their defense, right end, 170-pound senior, number 44, Wyatt Volker. Defensive tackle, 240-pound senior, number 55, Seth Murr. Left end, 195-pound senior, number 40, Shane Westhart. Outside linebackers, 185-pound junior, number 7, Ty Hahn. 155-pound senior, number 24, Hunter Eastman. Middle linebackers, 210-pound sophomore, number 3, Caden Glynn. 210-pound senior, number 15, Dylan Rao. And the safety, 145-pound senior, number 18, Cole Fosenbarger. The Eagles, undefeated on the season as well, and coached by Mitch Robbers. Those were your 5 Points Bank starting lineups. Well, Caleb Henry alongside Trent Ockingay and Larry Baker. Guys, we get a chance to have all of the state championships this year. We started out Friday with a D6 championship, Wilcox Hildreth capturing their first title, and here we've got the Eagles and the Broncos ready to get us started in Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one today, Caleb. I think, you know, both of these teams come here clearly the class of their class. Both massive amounts of offense. You're going to get 4,600 yards of offense out of both of these teams this year. But they do it in very, very different ways. Mullen wants to run the ball. You know, they both average about 388 yards a game. Johnson Brock scored 67 points a game this year versus only 45 for Mullen. But the deal is here is Johnson Brock is going to want to throw it. Out of that 4,600 yards of offense, they've thrown the thing this year for most of that. They've only ran the ball for just over 1,000 yards. When you look at Mullen, who's got 4,600 yards of offense, they've done it all, 3,600 of that on the ground. So both the same amount of yardage, it's just different in how they get there. Johnson Brock's going to line up without a back, and they're going to throw the thing all over the place, and Mullen is old-school tough guy, eye football with Lane Edis.
Well, we're just moments away from kickoff here on ESPN Tri-Cities. It's the Broncos and the Eagles getting us started with NSAA State Championship football here on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Even after 38 years, we still start early every morning in every Amigos kitchen to make the foods and flavors you love. We're chopping fresh vegetables, mixing Amigos' famous ranch dressing and salsas, slow-cooking pinto beans, steaming the rice, mixing up batches of homemade guacamole, and grilling the marinated chicken. Your made-to-order items start with real people making real food. It's not the easiest way, just the best. At Amigos, where made from scratch is our recipe.
Still just moments away from kickoff to get us started with three games
back into the game of life.
Tomorrow, all on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This first one, Mullen and Johnson-Brockton, the D1 final later today. Creighton and Burwell and the nightcap, Omaha, Burke, and Grand Island. Then tomorrow, it's Norfolk Catholic and Centennial in C2, Aurora and Ord in C1, Scutt and Scott's Bluff, and B. Tons of great finals, and we're happy to be along with you for this entire ride. Six games in 2 days, count that six-man championship, all seven of them right here on Platte River Radio's group of stations. Beautiful day here in Memorial Stadium. So as we've seen a number of times through the playoffs, a couple of the teams maybe ran into some weather, ran into a little misfortune, but we're not going to have that at all here in Memorial.
No, you couldn't get a better day today. The wind, not much, a little bit out of the north. And kicking-wise, both of these teams can kick the ball off. Eight-man football, you don't get a lot of extra points necessarily. Both of these teams could do it. Mullen's got 42 touchbacks out of their 78 touchdowns this year, Caleb. And Johnson-Brock, they've scored 111 touchdowns, if you can believe that. That is just an astronomical number. But they've also got 34 touchbacks. That matters in a game like this. If you can get the ball to the end zone in high school football, it blows it dead. Many times, special teams can turn into some kind of a fire drill.
Yeah, especially in eight-man, because you get kids like Lane Edis, they're going to take the ball first. Mullen is. He's scored, you know, he's ran for 2,500 yards this year, 42 touchdowns. You give a kid like that open field on a kick return, you know, he's dynamite. So it's huge to get that ball in the end zone for a touchback.
And a number of these guys playing both ways. So we saw it in the six-man game. Got towards the end of the game, and it became kind of a grind for the ball carriers and that one in particular. But here, you're still going to see a lot of guys playing both ways. How does that play into it for the guys trying to run the ball and get into space on offense, but then on defense make plays
as
well?
I think the interesting piece to that will be Johnson-Brock is going to run spread, and they'll move at kind of a higher pace. So you've got receivers running down the field, That's going to make Mullen do a lot of chasing. You're going to see Mullen control the tempo of this game with their offense. They're going to want to run at a little bit slower pace. They get in the eye. They run a ton of toss. Counters, their favorite play, where they'll ricochet the fullback one way, pull the guard tackle back the other, and give it to Edis. You're going to see that here a little bit. So they're going to want to control the pace of the game because, as you said, it will become a grind chasing Johnson-Brock all over this field.
Just waiting for the officials to break their own huddle right at midfield on the red end. Anyone who's watched a Husker football game here knows exactly what the stadium looks like. Obviously a little less populated than it is on Saturdays, the way it was this last Saturday, even with all that wind and snow. Still a beautiful victory with a 9-6 win. As we've got, that was a final home game for the Huskers. Trent, I know you've been at all the home games. What was that one like?
I missed that one, and I'm glad I did, because probably the coldest kickoff in about 25 years. But, you know, today we've got great weather, no wind, not going to be a factor. You know, Johnson-Brock wants to throw the ball, and Mullen, they like to run a lot of play action, so should be a good one tonight.
The first kickoff going to be caught at the one-yard line on the far side by Zach Sweet. He's going to run it over across the middle, passing the hash marks, and he'll be just shy of the 20-yard line to get this one going. Could have just let that one bounce into the end zone, instead brought it out.
Yeah, Ty Hahn makes the tackle there, and it really was a pretty good tackle, Caleb, as he was bringing it back across the field. There was going to be some space there.
Yeah, Mullen's going to feel faster. This is their first game on field turf. Johnson-Brock plays on field turf every home game they have, so good start for Mullen to come out. Got good field position.
We're going to go right away into that I formation. Everyone in tight for the Broncos. Gracie under center. Edis dotting the top of the eye. Pitch to the far side. Got a little bit of space. Lowers the shoulder. He'll bring it out past that 25-yard line.
Yeah, just power toss there. Fullback lead. This will be the key for Mullen. If Mullen can get Edis going, and trust me, the guy's almost 300 yards a game. He's been able to get going every week. But it will frustrate Johnson-Brock. This is a team that's predicated on their offense. They want their offense on the field, and Mullen's going to make it a slog if they can continue like that.
Same formation, Gracie under center, everyone in tight. ISO to the left side, Edis with a little bit of space, breaks one tackle at the line, but he was tripped up just enough. He'll be brought down before midfield.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting here, Doug. You've got to – or excuse me, Caleb.
There we go.
We do it a lot. Sorry about that. A lot of years together with Doug. But you've got a giant defensive line in there for Johnson Brock. And what you're seeing Mullen do is try to get to the edge here, and that plays into Mullen's hands because that giant defensive line, they're not very fast.
First and 10 from the 38-yard line are the Broncos. Again, same formation. Everyone in tight. Now they're going to go with a fullback right up the middle, and he'll – power forward across midfield.
Yeah, they'll run that, just that fullback dive. They, you know, the linebackers are keying on Edis so much, and then they'll just pop one up. It's so quick that you can't hardly see it coming, and it goes for about 3-4 yards every time.
Yeah, and it's why their best play really is that counter, where they send the fullback one way and pull the guard tackle and Edis the other, is they try to follow that fullback.
Love it in there as fullback. Now they are going to counter that far side. Edis with a lot of space. He'll get inside the 30, brought down shy of the 25.
That's the exact play we talked about last week against Lawrence Nelson. Mullen found themselves in a giant hole, and it's going to be that play that got them out of it. They just continued to run it over and over. And then, as you said, you can just hand it to that fullback, and he'll squirt for 5 or 6.
Yeah, and it's nice if you give a kid like Lane Edis 3 lead blockers out there. Did a nice job of sealing the edge and able to pick up the first down there.
Edis running the ball every play except for the one fullback dive with Lovett. Same formation, continuing to keep everyone in tight. Now counter to the near side with Edis following some blockers, very patient running, spun down shy of the 25, of the 15.
Johnson Brock, and looking at their film, they do create a lot of turnovers. They love to rip at the ball. You better be careful doing that with Lane Edis because he's going to keep his legs moving.
Yeah, that's a kid you don't. You're not going to ankle tackle him. You've got to get through his hips, and you've got to hold on. You're not going to strip the ball away from him. He's put the ball on the turf a few times this year, but far and few between.
Second down and 1 from inside the 16. Just got to get to that 15. Quarterback sneak right up the middle with Gracie. He's easily going to pick up that first.
Yeah, that's a deal where you need 6 inches, and he got about 5 yards.
Yeah, QB sneak about undefeated in high school football. Just run up and kind of give your center a little tap on the tail pad and off you go.
Well, and it's maddening. I always have to bring up Ron Evans. You know, that guy, it didn't matter. It could be first and 15, and if you didn't cover his A-gaps, that dude at Amherst would run quarterback sneak, and you're coaching against it, and it can just be maddening that simple little play can hurt a team so much.
New set of downs now from the 17-yard line, running with Edis to that far side. He's got a little bit of space, breaks one tackle, stiff arms another one, and he's going to get in for our first 5 points bank touchdown here at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, and Jade Lovett, the fullback there, absolutely massive kickout block. He splatters the Johnson Brock defensive end. If you're Mullen, that's exactly what you needed. You just were yourself. And last week when they got way behind, they never stopped doing what they do best. They were very patient. That's a huge drive.
Yeah, that's a beautiful ISO there. And Edis is fast enough, just found the pylon. Nice play by Mullen. Good start.
Extra point. Are going to go ahead and throw this one. Receiver wasn't quite looking as that ball pops out. So with 9:24 to go in the first quarter, Mullen strikes first and has a 6-0 lead over Johnson Brock here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Mullen strikes first on the Lane Edis 12-yard touchdown run to get us going. Just taking a little bit longer between kickoffs because there is the TV aspect going on. Larry, you were talking about this. It does affect you as you want to go through a normal pace of the game. It's different here at the state finals.
Yeah, it's completely different because of the TV. And the thing is, it's not consistent through the game. Sometimes they'll go to commercial. Sometimes they won't. Early in the games, they do to get the spots played. But it can. Like for Johnson Brock right now, they just want to go. The other thing it does many times is the team that just scored, it hurts them because they've got momentum. And all that momentum gets to go away.
yeah, you're sitting there quiet for about a minute. You know you're going to kick off. There's not much to talk about, so you're kind of just standing around waiting for the media timeout to get done. And you're not used to it as a, you know, a small-town Nebraska high school football player.
And given the good to go, waiting on Brendan Walker to put his foot into this one for the Broncos as they have a six-point lead. It's driven high, going to be easily returnable, picked up at the 7-yard line, now run out past the 20, wrapped up just past there.
Yeah, nice little return there. And they'll use two kickers. They'll also use Kobe Walker. He's probably their better kicker, I think, in getting it to the end zone. And they've been kind of about halfway through the year as far as using the two of them. This is the big question in this game right now. What does Mullen have for this high-paced offense?
Spreading things out as we saw Mullen go on their first drive, burn a little bit of clock, but kept everything in tight. Now we're spreading things out. Fosenberger in the shotgun. Twins to the far side. Now motion coming to the near side. Speed option going back across to the far side. Going to be a decent pickup on first down of 5.
Yeah, Mullen does a pretty good job there getting it to come back inside. But if Rao, if he keeps that outside, he might still be running.
Yep. Brandon Peters on the edge there did a nice job of setting the edge and making him turn back upfield. And Hassett and Walker did a nice job coming up and cleaning that play up. Really limited Johnson Brock. Still got 4 out of the play, but good open field tackling by them.
Twins to the far side, tight on the near side. Nobody on this near side of the field. Fosenberger in shotgun. He'll drop back to pass. Now he's going to turn it upfield himself. Not a lot of room, and he's going to be dropped.
Yeah, and that's going to be right at the line of scrimmage. And that was a really good job by the Mullen defensive line right there, because Ty Hahn had run a little bit of a wheel, kind of an in, and took it back out up the sideline, and he did have separation if they'd have been able to get the ball off. And make no mistake about it, Fosenberger's got a cannon.
Yeah, he does. He's only ran for 225 yards this season, so they don't want him to run. So that time did a nice job of bringing up a third and long.
Empty backfield, trips to the near side, single receiver on the far side. Fosenberger drops back to pass. Chased out of the pocket to the near side. He's going to be wrapped up again right at that line of scrimmage. Quanvig in there twice.
Yeah, that's a really nice play. As you said, he's only run for a couple hundred, and they're forcing him to run because he's thrown the ball for nearly 2,700 yards on the season. So right now, the defensive line for Mullen is controlling this game.
Yeah, he's a 70% passer, but just hasn't had time to pull the trigger. And Mullen, you couldn't ask for a better start. You come out and you pound the rock down the field, and then you come out, force a 3-and-out.
Fourth down and 6 from their own 25-yard line. Rugby style, taking a long time to get up there. He almost had some room that he could have gone. Terrific bounces. He's got all kinds of folks flying downfield. Mullen's going to take over inside their own 10.
Well, you see that a lot now where so many defenses, we do it in ours, where we play defense on punt most generally because offenses are so open, so you don't get the big rush, and you just tell your punter, if you're not being rushed, hold it so our guys can get down there and they can't field the punt.
You know, I think in any other situation, if this wasn't a state championship, I think he would have tucked it down and pulled there because I think he had enough room to get pretty close to that first down marker.
Taking over first and 10 on their own 10 are the Broncos. Gracie under center, handing it off to Lovett to the far side. He'll pick up 2.
Yeah, nice little, again, just fullback dive. They didn't even trap there. They just handed it to him right up the middle. So Mullen here, what Mullen's got to be able to do is put together another 2 to 4 minute drive. Points would be great, but just time off this clock. What it does is it makes a team like Johnson Brock, the way they want to play offense, it makes them start to press very early in a game.
Everyone in tight eye formation. Gracie under center. Sweep to the near side with Edis, who's going to dive through a hole that he finds, and he's going to make it an easy third down. Well, they only have about 3 to go.
Yeah, in their offense, this is 3rd and very comfortable. You get in that 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4 type range.
Yeah, and if you get Edis just a little bit of room, he's going to take a run that should go for 2 yards, and he'll turn it into 5. He'll find a crease and just split through, and he'll always fall forward.
Burning plenty of clock as they've taken their first couple possessions. Now just going to pitch that far side. Edis turns it back inside, driving the legs forward. He's going to be right at that 20 and should have a first down.
Yeah, and that was all done after the contact. He just kept digging. What you'll find out of Lane Edis is these 3 and 5 yard runs all of a sudden will be kind of 7 to 10s, and then there's going to be a 45.
Yeah, he'll pop. That's why early in these kind of games, you don't go away from what you're good at. And Mullins had success so far, you know, 3 to 5 runs. And like you said, wait for one of these to just pop.
Healthy dose of Edis, obviously without a pitch count. One game to take it all. I formation. ISO to the near side with Edis. He's just going to lower the shoulder, continuing to pick up 3 and 4 yards.
Yeah, and they're set up now. Mullen doesn't throw the ball overly well. They have thrown it for 1,000 yards on the year. But now you're starting to set up for one of those power passes where you're going to show that run and release a tight end.
Yeah, usually they just run crossing routes and try to get defenders lost in space, try to scrape off kind of on the outside. So look for Ty Durfee, or Zach Sweet there on the edge.
Lovett still in at fullback. Gracie under center. Going to fake the counter to the near side. Wide open downfield. Making an easy grab is Zach Sweet. He's wrapped up at the 25, spun down about to the 22.
That's the exact play we just talked about where they're going to take and fake that pitch. And then the backside tight end, just take him across. And it's so hard to follow that guy across the formation because he goes through three different zones. He's very hard to pick up there.
Yeah, they ran that play action power. So the guard and the tackle both pulled. And that you're following them as a defender. And Zach Sweet just got behind the defense there.
First and 10 from the 22. Counter coming to the near side. All kinds of room for Edis. He's got the edge. He's at the 10, and he'll easily dance into the end zone for the second 5 points bank touchdown of the ballgame.
Yeah, it's the exact same play. We're just going to say it over and over today. They're going to take the fullback off to the right. Edis will jab step. The guard and tackle from the right is going to kick out everybody. One will kick out. One will wrap inside. And right now, Edis is faster than Johnson Brock, flat out.
Yeah, and those lead blockers are doing an excellent job of holding those blocks out in space long enough for Edis to get a crease. And once you give him just an ounce of space, he's gone.
They are going to pass again for this two-point conversion, and it is good, so they'll get the points back. With 5:08 to go in the first quarter following the 5 points bank touchdown, Mullen leads Johnson Brock 14-0 here on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
More than halfway through the first quarter here at Memorial Stadium for the V2 final. Mullen jumps out quickly to a 14-0 lead and just waiting to see their second kickoff of the ball game with Brendan Walker getting the kicking duty so far through this one. Another long kick going over to the far side to Fosenberger. He'll let it go, though, and it's going to be Ty Hahn bringing it out. He's out to the 20, kind of corralled on the sideline, though.
Yeah, it's a solid return out there. He's going to get it to about the 22, something like that, going forward here. And again, for Johnson Brock, the one thing that can happen to teams like this is they start to press a little bit, and that's where drops start happening. They just got to stay cool. They average 67 points a ball game. They're going to get loose here.
Yeah, sometimes if you've never played in a state championship, that kind of scenario, that atmosphere, those things can kind of start weighing on your mind because the pressure is just so immense.
Fosenberger lit up running the speed option, but he does get it off, and they're going to be dropped for a loss.
Yeah, they did a nice job there. Mullen again strung it out. If I'm Johnson Brock, though, I continue with my offense running it the way you have because the difference for Mullen right now in what has only been 4 offensive plays for Johnson Brock, I understand, but it's been this D-line getting upfield, tire them out, make them keep running because they'll start to suck some gas, those big boys.
Rao hasn't had a whole lot of space to run so far. He's standing just behind Fosenberger in the shotgun. Fosenberger throws over to that far side. One-handed grab almost brought down, but not quite enough, 3rd and long.
Yeah, and we've seen this many times. These high-flying offenses come to Memorial Stadium in this weather, and it's tough. They're playing an early morning game. It is cold. You know, last year I thought Centennial was the best team in C2 without question, and they spit the bit to a team, UTAN, which is a great football team, in that state championship game simply because they just dropped too many passes.
Right, yeah, you get in this situation, and that time, you know, Fosenberger just came out and just shot that one a little too high.
Trips over to the near side. Fosenberger chased out of the pocket right into the arms of another Bronco getting into the backfield. He spun away from the pocket and ran right into a Bronco.
Yeah, right now the coverage is good. You don't have, I mean, on both levels, this has been pretty good. The D-line is controlling things for Mullen, and you don't have Johnson Brock receivers running free.
Yeah, and Mullen's got athletic defensive linemen, and they're causing problems right now. If you're Johnson Brock, maybe on your next series, you look to kind of neutralize that pass rush. They're doing a good job of contain, but maybe look for a screen or, you know, get some quick passes. Try to get your quarterback warmed up a little bit.
Very high punt. Nice job bringing it down, and they will get this punt away as well. Takes a bounce at the 25-yard line, and they'll roll dead at the 22. Durfee was in the backfield, I think, on every play on that last possession.
Yeah, and if you're Johnson Brock, that was a high snap there. I get it. But Mullen is going to have to start. If they want to get something going with Edis back there returning punts, they're going to have to get some pressure because Johnson Brock's punter is going to hold that ball and let his guys get down so Edis can't return it.
Yeah, and as the game goes on, you can send a guy through because as a punting unit, if you're not worried about or you're not used to those guys rushing upfield, you can kind of fall asleep and maybe let a free runner in there.
Gracie will fake the pitch, throw it back over to the near side. Making the grab is Sweet, and he'll bring it past the 30-yard line. He's got a couple of grabs.
Yeah, that was a nice little play. That was the same play they ran earlier, but instead of running him across the field, they just ran a speed out with him there. So, again, just sprinkling in enough pass to make Johnson Brock's defense defend more of the field.
Second down and one for the Broncos. I formation. Gracie Lovett, and then at the top is Edis. Gracie just going to run a quarterback sneak again, going about 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, and you could look for that somewhere here on even an early down. They've done it twice in second and short situations. Look for that even on a first and 10. Because it's getting solid yardage.
And that's doing it against 6'3", 240-pound Seth Murr. He's a big boy, 14 tackles for loss on the year. That's a kid that Mullen's handling very well up front.
First and 10 from the 46 for the Broncos. Everyone in tight with that same I formation. Now counter back to the near side with Edis. He puts it on the dirt, and he's going to dive back on the ball. Going to lose about 5 that time, but coughed it up himself.
Well, now there he got lucky because he bounced it like you're dribbling a basketball and tried to pick it up and dropped it a second time. Always in these games, really any game, but always in these games, how you handle your mistakes will determine it. Right now the world is moving in Mullen's direction. One mistake here and you give the Eagles all that juice.
Second down and 15, a little off script now, going to have to change some things. Still in that I formation, play action. Ball is thrown, almost picked off on that far side. Good defense there for the Eagles, knowing that Mullen was probably going to be throwing that ball.
Yeah, and Jade Lovett, actually, for Mullen, does a fantastic job because that ball was picked off. Lovett rips it out of his hands there. I think still even there on second down, I would have ran counter. I think you just stay with who you are. Sometimes as a coach, and I've been a play caller for a long time, you get in your mind it's this and this many to go, so you call a play for that many yards.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Edis going. He's around 100 yards rushing already, so but they took the chance on the play action.
Just third and 15, Edis going to the far side. Now he's going to wheel around to this near side and bring it about back to midfield. That's a much more manageable fourth down right at midfield than they would have been. There is a flag on the field, though.
Yeah, and where he returned or reversed field, most generally that turns into a block in the back.
Yeah, anytime you go against the grain, that's what's going to happen. And that time got him for a holding there, looks like.
I'm not so sure they're going to accept it.
Yeah, because you're still third and long, probably a punting situation for Mullen. So if you decline, there's the chance Mullen goes for it, but in all likelihood, they'll punt it away.
You're looking at either a fourth and 7 or it would be a third and about 22. And they are going to back him up and replay the down.
Yeah, it was a block in the back, and they're going to replay it. You also look at it in this offense, if they go ahead and try to throw it, you feel good. Maybe you could get a turnover out of the thing. Well, so,
yeah, you just about had the would have been pick six if Lovett hadn't gone in with a pass breakup there. So if you're mulling, you can't turn the ball over here. That's key. You just want to get out of this possession.
Third down and 23. Gracie going under center. Still I formation, though. They're going to run a counter back over to the far side. All kinds of room for Sweet. He's got the edge and a little bit more. They'll pick up the first down courtesy of all that room on the far side.
Yeah, he's going to be a yard short. It's going to be fourth and one. They just ran end around. They ran this last week against Lawrence Nelson for a big play that got him back in the game. They just run a sweep look. They take the tight end attached, and it's just a simple little reverse. My guess is here in plus territory, they probably would go for this.
Yeah, I think so, too, especially the way you're running the football. They did a great job on that backside of not letting any trash or penetration come through.
New fullback here.
Fourth and one. Everyone in tight right now. Quanvig in at the fullback. He'll lead block for Edis, who gets to the edge. He's got the 30. He's got the 20. He's going to take the fourth and one the distance. 5 points bank touchdown for Mullen.
Yeah, they do not have an answer for Lane Edis right now. This thing will boil down, and it's the first quarter. It's so silly to be talking like this. But I'm telling you, if Mullen's defense can hold up here, because you're going to start to see Johnson, Brock, I've done this long enough, I've coached long enough to see kids, they score 60-some a game. They have not been in this situation this year where they've really kind of had to dig deep in a spot. And how will they respond?
I've been in three of these. My sophomore year, we got down like 34-0 first half, and it's just demoralizing when you can't stop the run.
Running the pitch to the near side with Edis. He'll dance around, try to follow his blockers, but he won't get in. 2:11 to go in the first quarter. Mullen jumping out to a big lead to get this one going in D2. 20-0 as they lead Johnson Brock on ESPN Tri-Cities.
What? Christmas already? That time is fast approaching, but first we want to celebrate all we have to be thankful for. At Gary Michaels, that is you, our friends, and our customers. We thank you with 20% off all suits, sport coats, and for the ladies, 20% off all clothing. We take care, and we do care, that you look and feel your best with quality clothing, perfectly fitted from Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Long kickoff going to be caught inside his own five by Hahn. Now he's going to reverse field over to the near side, runs across one tackler and out past the 20-yard line. Did a good job to bring that one out as everyone was sucked up on that far hash.
Yeah, and this is really kind of working out for Mullen. You know, they're not getting it to the end zone, but they're only giving up, you know, maybe 10 yards, 7, 8 yards each time on the thing. So,
yeah, nice. The coverage team for Mullen's doing a fantastic job. They're staying in their lanes. They're avoiding blocks and just, yeah, running them out here. So Mullen here, you got the 3-touchdown lead. Watch for screen and watch for, you know, one of those go routes from Caden Glenn on the outside.
Fosenberger hands it off to Rao, going to the far side. Stiff arms, one guy. He'll run right through him. He's got the first down, their first down. Now he's already inside the 30 as well, and he's going to dance and take in their own 5 points bank touchdown on the first play of their third drive.
Yeah, just simple outside zone there, away from the deuce receivers, and he's fast. I mean, when he catches it, he's good. When he runs with it, he's solid, without question.
Yeah, and that's what Johnson Brock needed. Typically, you know, they're scoring through the air, averaging 230 through the air that time, able to do it on the ground on the long run play. And he did a nice job there of breaking the tackle to give him extra space to run down.
Extra point upcoming. Twins to the near side. Fosenberger looking to this near side. He's got someone wide open in the end zone. Making the grab over here is Caleb Fosenberger, and they're quickly on the board. 20-8. Mullen leads Johnson Brock, 1:53 to go in the first quarter.
Tri-City Storm Hockey returns for its 19th season. The future of professional hockey is right here in the heartland. The United States Hockey League set a record with 57 players drafted at this year's NHL draft. Catch all the Storm's home games at the Viero Center in Kearney. For tickets and other information, visit stormhockey.com. Listen to the Doug and Daddy Show for everything you need to know about Storm hockey with the Storm Report on 1460 and 1550. Tri-City Storm Hockey, be the Storm.
Being tougher together isn't just words to the Aurora Cooperative team. It's what we believe and what we do to help our owners. It's being here at the end of the turn row when you need us, anytime and every time. As part of our Tougher Together commitment, we're excited to announce a new incentive that new and old customers can take advantage of this fall. It's called our Fall Turnaround Incentive Program. Contact your local Aurora Cooperative yield expert to learn the details on how you can earn these additional turn row incentives for your farm. Tougher Together, Aurora and you.
Johnson Brock gets on the board as we knew they would throughout this ball game, and they got the extra point as well. Now cutting into that lead, only trail by 12, under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Caden Glenn puts his foot into this one, going over to that far side, going to be caught into the end zone for a touchback. Mullen has scored on all three of their drives throughout this ball game. Only one play has gone the distance so far for Johnson Brock after back-to-back three and outs.
Yeah, this will be interesting now because Johnson Brock feels good about themselves here again. It becomes demoralizing if Mullen can just go and do what they've done. But you could be starting to see a little tide turn here. You know, Hahn's a 1,000-yard receiver, and that running an outside zone there is no different than him catching a bubble and just getting in the open field. So very comfortable for him.
Gracie back under center, I formation behind him. Edis getting the ball running around to this near side, and he'll pick up about one or two. Nice tackle across there by Hahn.
Yeah, Hahn does a nice job there because Hahn stepped into the clear. You teach your linebackers to go from cloudy to clear, and it as that hole opened up and became clear, Hahn shot the gap and did a nice job. Otherwise, there was nobody there.
Nice job by them to put Mullen in second long, kind of behind schedule here. You know, Johnson Brock, they've been down in some games, 30-18 to Fall City Sacred Heart earlier in the year, so not new territory for them.
Gracie will hand it off to Edis on the counter coming back, and he'll break tackles in the backfield and bring it out shy of that 25-yard line. He was wrapped up for a loss but turned it upfield.
Yeah, if this thing at any point turns into just slobber knocker ball where it's where somebody's just got to be tougher, at this point it's Mullen.
Yeah, Lane Edis, he warms up too as he gets going throughout a ball game. He becomes a stronger runner, and he's running through arm tackles right now. There's not a lot of times where you're going to wrap him up one-on-one.
Perhaps the only thing he didn't want to do there was go out of bounds the way they've been chewing clock. Third down and 1 minute 14 to go in the first quarter. Edis getting the carry to the far side, and he'll easily pick up the 5 yards. He only needed one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Edis is slow right now. Just very slow back to the huddle on every play. He was not in on the two-point conversion. He was not the deep man on the kickoff. You know, it's not new for him to get the ball on every play. I mean, the guy simply has 283 carries coming into the game, but it's kind of interesting. And he just went and complained to the white hat about something and pointed across. So I don't know if somebody's twisted an ankle or something at the bottom of the pile.
New set of downs. Counter going to the far side with Edis trying to read blocks. He'll dance it back inside. Be shy of that 35-yard line.
His vision is so good. Just a cutback there, and it gained him that extra 2-3 yards. I just love the way this kid runs. He runs tough. He runs with vision, and his balance is just second to none. He's one of the best running backs I've seen in 8-man ball.
Well, he's big. You know, I mean, he's a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,500-yard rusher on any 11-man team, that's for sure. You know, he's at 26. He keeps this going. He might go to 3,000. He could have four today. I mean, he's well over 100 now.
Second and five, and Edis will get the ball again right near those sticks. Should have another first down.
That time, Quanvig was the fullback. That's a big 205-pound kid. He did a nice job of kicking his guy out. Mullen putting together another nice drive on their fourth possession.
Yeah, this is interesting. The quarter, I don't think they're going to get another playoff before the quarter, but did you see how slow Edis was getting up again? And maybe that's just his deal, I guess, but there's no pep in his step.
4 seconds to go in the quarter, and looks like they're still going to be trying to run a play. No idea where that clock was, but as it stands, that'll end the first quarter here at Memorial Stadium in the D2 final. Mullen has a 20-8 lead on Johnson Brock. Plenty more to come here on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank has been proudly serving the Tri-City area for decades, and we are continuously finding ways to make your banking experience easy and enjoyable. We offer the best of both worlds with kind and welcoming employees in the bank while creating a strong online presence to accommodate your busy lifestyle. Our innovative technology adds layers of security while being easily accessible to all age groups. Stop into the Better Bank to learn more today.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
This morning's field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weges and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Impact Partners and Pioneer Seed. Science with service delivering success, as we said, is a beautiful day here in Memorial Stadium, 38 degrees, and it doesn't even feel that cold when you say 38 right now in mid-November. But beautiful field across there. You can see some of the snow. They got all pushed off, but very clean surface for the guys today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You don't get better field conditions than this. Even if you're Johnson Brock, your field isn't this nice, but even if you do play on field turf.
Yeah, it's just nice, though, in November to be able to play on a perfect field, because a lot of times high school fields take a beating, especially on teams who make the playoffs. You'll get a couple games in the rain, the mud, and it'll just destroy a field.
Last week they played on frozen fields everywhere, and I mean that. I mean, the Creighton game, you couldn't see a yard marker. There was so much snow on it. And then the Class A games, it was like literally playing on ice. The Waverly game, that was brutal. Waverly Scott, that field was full of snow.
Yeah, we had 8 degrees for those semifinal games on last Friday. So 38 degrees sounds pretty good right now.
First and 10 to start the second quarter for Mullen, and they've got a 12-point lead. Going to run the play action, throwing this one over the top, a little bit underthrown, but nice job going up and getting the ball is Ty Durfee. He'll get him a first down, and they're inside the 15.
Yeah, they just ran the tight end in the seam there, but something to keep your eye on off of that exact play. They faked the pitch, and then Edis ran the wheel, and nobody went with him. Every defender went with the seam. You can come back to that same play later, stare down the seam, and throw the wheel.
Yeah, Durfee did a nice job because he kind of had a weight on the football there, and there were three defenders around him. High pointed the ball. Nice play by Mullen.
Love it. Back in at fullback. He'll lead block for Edis going to that far side. He's flipped up, and he'll get down to the 9.
Yeah, there's no juice right now in Edis as far as a burst, I mean. When he sticks his foot in the ground, there's a gear that he's not able to grab. Now, sometimes in a game like this, it's an emotion dump, and you don't get yourself back until the second half. You know, who knows what he ate this morning, or just he was so fired up to be here, because it looks like exhaustion. I don't think there's an injury there.
Very different than playing some of those 6 and 7 o'clock, even a lot of the Western teams playing 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon games. Quarterback sneak right up the middle for Gracie. He'll do a good job to pick up about 2, but for a lot of these Western teams, when they play those playoff games, they'll play at 1, 2, 3 in the afternoon. They're in the mountain time zone, so very different time sets, but still playing at this 10:15 start time, a little different.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock back home for them, so fairly early morning for both of these teams. But what's nice is you can come down the night before and get a good night's sleep usually, but sometimes, you know, the night before big game, it's hard to get a full night's rest.
Third down, about halfway between the sticks. Edis will follow to this near side with Quanvig, but not a lot doing. He'll lose 1.
Yeah, and Westhart did a nice job there of just wrapping him up one-on-one. We don't see that a whole lot when it comes to tackling Edis, getting him in the open field.
Yeah, we'll see here. It's fourth down now. Field goal would make sense here. They absolutely can kick one. I did see the black tee come out. I think this is smart. I get it. You don't do it on some Friday night against Hyannis, but I think you should today.
Yeah, 4-6 on the year on PATs. Not much more than an extra point.
Kind of a high snap. Kobe Walker gets a good foot into it, and they're going to say it went too far to the far side, so they'll lose out on 3 points there. Good attempt, though. Definitely had the distance if they need to kick one from deeper.
Yeah, he's got the leg, that's for sure. But, again, you're doing it here. You haven't kicked a lot of field goals. The snap kind of came back goofy, and he just pop kicks it, and he just pushed that one off to the left.
Yeah, and sometimes you overswing, kind of like a golf drive there, and you pull it, and that's kind of what he did there.
Johnson Brock coming back out onto the field. They scored on their first touch on the last one, and they'll go right back to Rao, who's got a lot of room right in front of him, and he's going to dance through a number of guys, but he's wrapped up across that 40-yard line by Edis.
Yeah, and Edis isn't getting up again, guys. This is a serious issue. Whatever this is there, it's his right leg. His right leg is bugging him, and this might be a deal where, as a coach, I pull him off the field on defense because I can't win if he's not playing running back.
Right. You gotta be able to trust his sub, though. He's really good in coverage, so if the backup can cover one of these burners for Johnson Brock, go ahead and do that. But, yeah, you're going to need him on offense
for
sure.
Yeah, you can't win if he's not your tailback.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line. Fosenberger over to the near side to Glenn, who's got a little bit of space out in front of him. He's got a first down. He's inside the 30, trying to cut back in, lowers the shoulder. He'll bring it down inside the 20 as his helmet pops off on the end there as well.
Yeah, and he's going to have to come off for a play due to his helmet coming off. But Johnson Brock's feeling like themselves. Now the ball's starting to come out of their hands. Those first two drives, everything was down the field. Now they're starting to throw the ball more at the line of scrimmage, and that takes that Mullen defensive line away, and it starts making them have to run sideline to sideline, and they will tire quickly.
Yeah, you can't get upfield then. You're worried about the flats and the perimeter, and you've got to go side to side, like you said. And Edis did a nice job there bringing down Glenn in the open field.
New set of downs for the Eagles from the 17. Handing the ball off to Rao, who's tripped up a little in the backfield. He'll break it, does a good job, and he'll be brought down inside the 15.
Yeah, that was Edis. He has three tackles on this drive, and they're having to help him up here. He's got 144 yards, guys, on the day. He's already got 19 carries and a lot of tackles. So, I mean, it's been a busy day for him.
And as a safety there on the outside, you know, each tackle he makes, that's like another carry, as much ground as he's covering. And he's tackling. These are big boys on the outside for Johnson Brock.
Twins to the far side for Fosenberger. Rao standing just to his right and a little behind. Dropping back to pass. Looking to the right, he will throw it over to Rao, who's hit right at that line of scrimmage and spun down, but he will pick up maybe one or two.
Yeah, that was a dynamite job there by Walker. Kobe Walker does a great job getting all the way out there.
Yeah, and they just kind of ran Rao out of the backfield there on a wheel route, able to connect. Johnson Brock really starting to find a rhythm. Quarterback starting to get comfortable, getting a feel for the game.
Well, they're running better concepts here. They're clearing people out. They're clearing these deuce receivers out and then slipping somebody into the flat.
Twins to that far side, ball on the far hash as well. Fosenberger takes a snap. All kinds of pressure. Ball is tipped, almost intercepted. Going to be a fourth down upcoming.
Yeah, help me out, guys. That is Walker 74, isn't Kobe Walker? Can't tell if it's 34 or 74. I think it's Kobe Walker getting out there again.
That's Kobe Walker. On that one, we had Quanvig in the backfield as well. But, yeah, Walker has been all over the place.
Big fourth down.
Yeah, huge here. Really a game-turner. It's still early, 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Mullen is up 2 touchdowns, 28. So, yeah, we've got fourth and about 5. See if they go to that ground game or try to get Tyhon in space. He's been quiet.
Spreading things out. It's now Eastman standing in the backfield next to Fosenberger. He'll set a block. Fosenberger looks for his receiver on the near side. Ball pops out, though. Glenn not quite able to reel that one in. Turnover and downs at the 12.
Yeah, that's a nice job there by Mullen, kind of bowing up, because Johnson Brock on that drive and the drive before, kind of straight down the field. Looks like we're going to get a TV timeout here.
Yeah, and these kind of games, it's conversions, and once you get in the red zone, you've got to be able to convert. You know, holding on to the football, special teams are big, just those little things in there. Johnson Brock, you know, they turn the ball over on downs. Mullen, see if they can kind of give Edis a break here, but still kind of.
There's no break for him.
I know, but he's up to 20 carries already. He's on pace for about 50.
Yeah, in this offense, that's why I said what I said. Now I get it. He plays really good defense, but you also have to look at your whole team. You don't have an offense outside of him. You really don't. He's rushed the ball for 2,600 yards. You know, he's virtually your offense, and everything, the world changes if he's not your tailback. It's got to go through him. He keeps the clock and chains moving, and it's important. I still think it takes 40 points to win this game.
Following the turnover on downs at the 12, Mullen takes over first and 10, 7:40 to go. Just going to run a quarterback out to the near side. Ball pops out at the end, though. I think Gracie maybe was down. Where they're going to say he wasn't down. Going to be a fumble on the first play from scrimmage. Johnson Brock with the first takeaway of the ball game.
Yeah, and it's just this is the tough thing. Gracie's carried the ball 50 times all year, which I get it. That's a fair amount, but that's exactly what they tried to do. They tried to give Edis a break, and it blew up on him.
Yeah, and he doesn't even have 100 yards on the season. You know, a lot of those are quarterback sacks maybe, but you go away from your workhorse. Edis is everything for this offense. So that time to turn the ball over.
Rao gets the ball, trying to follow some blockers to the far side. He's lit up, though. This defense and a number of the players that play both ways know that they had a missed opportunity giving the ball right back.
Yeah, and I think here's the thing to watch right now with Johnson Brock. The thing that they found is that to the deuce receiver side, the two receiver side, they can run them off, and Mullen does not have another defender to the flat. And they got to that early. They have not gone back to it, but pay attention whether it's the back to the flat. Somebody's going to start coming to the flat to the deuce receiver side.
Still Eastman now back in to stand beside Fosenberger in that backfield. Looking at this near side is Fosenberger. He'll throw this one up towards the end zone. Jump ball.
I think Fosenberger. No, Mullen tore it away.
And they're going to say that's exactly what happened. So in three plays, we have two turnovers. Mullen coming out with the ball, and they'll actually end up with better field position than what they started with.
Yeah, Brady Gracie, he gave the ball away on their last possession, but he makes up for it. That was a tough interception. That was a true 50-50 ball, and he just ripped it away from an all-stater, Ty Hahn, there. Brady Gracie, huge play.
Yeah, because Ty Hahn, he catches the ball, and Gracie just got tough with him and took it away from him.
Yeah, these Mullen boys, they're tough. So, you know, Edis, he's banged up a little bit, but
cinch the saddle up on him and spur him to a trophy.
I formation coming back out for the Broncos. First and 10 from their 15. They will give it to Edis, who's following a number of blockers. He'll be brought down shy of the 20. But just as Larry was saying, just not a lot of giddy up once he found the hole.
No, because right there with the gear that he had early in the first quarter, I think that's a touchdown. He had all of the field in front of him. It was just one guy from behind.
And we saw that in the quarterfinal game against Overton. He came out and just lit up Overton. And then as we got in the second quarter and second half, slowed down a little bit.
I formation, second down and six. 6.5 to go. Counter back to the near side. Following a few blockers, still going to be shy of that first down, third and about three.
Yeah, he does a really nice job there, and he understands probably where he's at in this thing, because it was sealed enough where I think if he hits the pedal and gets to the outside, he had a chance there, but understands where he's at and knows that 3 yards is a great play.
Yeah, they're doing a lot. Johnson Brock's defensive line and linebackers are doing a much better job of flowing to, staying home on that counter.
Quanvig in as the fullback in front of Edis. Gracie under center. Everyone in tight. Faking the pitch. Gracie under pressure in the backfield. Just tries to throw this one away. It's caught in the backfield by Quanvig, who's going to turn it upfield himself. And sorry, not Quanvig in the backfield. That was Hassett. He'll pick up a first down. Flag coming in at the end of it, though.
Yeah, because the numbers don't matter here. He's completely ineligible, I think. The flag should have been thrown right away.
Hassett is one of the guards in there.
Yeah, and he was covered. It's not six-man. Six-man, you just get to throw the ball in the air, and whoever catches it can catch it.
They're going to have a long talk about this one on where they are, and that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to back up the Broncos on this one for that third down. Now, the last time they got backed up on a third down, they were able to convert, got a touchdown out of it. However, if they decline this one, it is a first down.
And we'll listen in. I think it'll be illegal touching. He's going to give it to us here. They're talking to Johnson Brock.
Illegal touching on the offense. 5 yard penalties, loss of down.
Yeah, and that's one of those stinker penalties that you lose your down. It's like grounding. A lot of penalties, you know, you're upset about it, but you get the down again. This one, you have to give the doggone thing up.
Yeah, and sometimes Quanvig's lined up as that fullback. So up here, we weren't quite sure, weren't paying attention to where.
And I think that's what took so long, exactly what you're saying, for the flag to actually come out, is they were trying to figure out where the heck did he line up.
As it will stand, going to be a fourth down and 9 from their own 16-yard line. flags or they're going to blow this one dead. Flags coming in as well before they can get the punt off.
I tell you guys, what a crazy. There's still 5.5 minutes left in the second quarter. What a crazy last 4 or 5 minutes of this game and the ebbs and flows here.
Yeah, we started out a lot of points, a lot of yards from Moe, and then everything's kind of slowed down and a couple turnovers back and forth and starting to feel like a football game here.
Yeah. Yeah, like which one of these teams now is going to capitalize on there? Because that's going to happen here.
And that's the thing. You have to capitalize on turnovers. You only get so many possessions in a ball game.
Punter standing on his own end line, a little bit short, almost blocked. Does get it off, though. Caleb Fosenberger will pick it up at his own 33, trying to wheel around, find some space. He's going to have Johnson Brock in great position down to the 34.
Yeah, if anything here, Johnson Brock's done a good job of flipping this field, and that drive that ended with nothing for them where they turned it over on downs and the turnovers happened for both teams, they've kept it on the plus side of the field for themselves.
Yeah, going back to that punt return, Fosenberger, the younger one, he's only a freshman, did a fantastic job of fielding that punt. And he took a lick when he came across
there.
And he did a good job holding on to the football.
New set of downs for Johnson Brock. We've had a number of possessions without points, which wasn't something we had going through those first couple drives. Mullen scoring on their first three, held scoreless since. Johnson Brock only has the long touchdown run from Rao. First and 10 from the 34. Twins to the far side. Fosenberger in the backfield. He'll throw it quickly out into flash, just a little bit too strong out in front of the receiver.
Yeah, tried to throw a little bubble screen there, and it was going to get him some yards, but he just let him a little too much. You want that pass to be out in front so he can catch it in stride, but that was just a little strong.
Yeah, those are tough throws, though. That's why when college teams run those these spread type of offenses, they're not looking for a guy who can throw it 75 yards. They're looking for a point guard who can put the ball on the money.
Well, and with pace, that's so important for that thing to get out there to beat that rallying defender.
Rao back in as the running back. Whenever Eastman's been in there, he's been blocking. Rao has a number of carries. Speed option to that far side. He will get the ball running across that 35, pushed out of bounds shy of the 30.
Mullen does a nice job running side to side. As big as they are, you think, oh, geez, there's space there, because they did not have a pitch defender, and it was the inside linebackers that were able to get themselves in position to make that play.
Yeah, Kobe Walker, he's been just fantastic today. He's playing like an all-stater, no doubt. It's fun to see a big number 74 running side to side like a deer. I mean, he's been all over the place.
Third down and 8, 5:03 left to go still in this first half. Been a crazy last few minutes, as Larry was saying. Larry Baker, Trent Ockingay, myself, Caleb Henry here from Memorial Stadium for the D2 final. Trips to the near side. Fosenberger will pump once. Now he's got a receiver downfield. He will get a first down brought down. Where he left that ball out in front looked like it wasn't quite going to get there, but a good grab.
Yeah, and he did that under a lot of pressure. As Coach Brand, my defensive backs coach, always says, sometimes you got to be willing to eat the train to make it happen. And he did just eat the train there because Hazard let him have it as he threw it.
Yeah, did a nice job. And, you know, Caleb Fosenberger, just a freshman there, did a nice job of kind of boxing his guy out on the route and you know, just giving himself position to hold on to that football.
New set of downs from the 22 for the Eagles. Rao standing just beside Fosenberger. Twins to the near side. Now going to quickly throw out into this flat with Glenn, who's going to dance it round back inside, take it past the 15. He did a good job to make something out of nothing because the Broncos were flying into that backfield.
Yeah, Zach Sweet did a pretty good job. He got juked to begin with, and he continued to rally to the play.
Yeah, pay attention to the clock here. We're around 4 minutes left in this quarter, and if Johnson Brock can play it right, you give the ball back to Mullen with just, you know, a minute or two on the clock, and the way their offense has been, they're not going to score quick, and then they get the ball back at halftime.
Second down and 3, ball close to the near hash, Twins on the near side as well. Fosenberger taking plenty of time off the clock, looks over to the near flat, now he'll throw it up into the end zone, he's got a 5-point bank touchdown to Caden Glenn.
Yeah, Sweet just got stuck standing there. I mean, he's responsible for that receiver the whole way, and he just let him run by him.
Yeah, and yeah, the Tides, it's starting to feel like Johnson Brock's just starting to gain a lot of momentum here, starting to play their type of game. Sometimes they'll come out, they'll start slow against some of these better teams. Mullen just has to come back this next possession, chew up some clock, and they've got to score. I mean,
extra point, Fosenberger. Looks to the far side. Now he'll run across to the near side. Ball pops out, though, at the end of it on the throw. 3:53 to go in the second quarter. Mullen leads Johnson Brock 20-14 on ESPN Tri-Cities.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
20-14, Mullen leading and about to get the ball back from Johnson Brock here in the D2 finals from Memorial Stadium. 3:53 to go until halftime. Johnson Brock scoring, not getting the extra point, but bringing it within a one-point game. Waiting to see Caden Glenn, who got the 5 points bank touchdown, put his foot into it. It's going to be low and driven over to the near side and will just go across that goal line for a touchback.
Yeah, so Mullen's got to get their offense rolling here. They had such a fantastic, really kind of quarter and a half. And then since, it's been pretty light. Edis is going to come back out. He's got 21 carries for 150 yards. Mullen's rushed the ball for 190 yards so far with 79 yards passing. So they've had a really a fantastic half offensively.
I don't see a visible limp from Edis running out there. So hopefully just you can get going a little bit here.
And Edis will take the ball on the first drive. He's going to break a bunch of tackles, bring it out across the 30-yard line, and he'll make us put our feet in our mouth, at least on that possession, bring it just shy of midfield.
Yeah, this whole thing boils down to him being able to do that. If he can do have those types of carries for this team, Mullen's going to be around, but I'm still telling you, I think it takes 40 points to win today.
And there he did a good job of he had that extra gear there where he's able to gain those. He turned a 5-yard run into a 20-yard run. It's going to take more of those, though, today.
Coming up under center, 3.5 to go until halftime. Gracie Lovett, Edis. Edis will get the ball going back over to the far side, maybe pick up one. He's bottled up.
Yeah, they didn't block Seth Murr that time. Seth Murr swallowed him, and Murr is a giant kid.
Yes, 6'3", 240. You don't come across many of those kids in eight-man ball. 14 tackles for loss on the year, 100 tackles overall. 5.5 sacks. He's been a stud all year long.
Second down and 9 for the Broncos. Held scoreless since scoring on their first 3 possessions. Gracie will take the snap. Throw it back to Edis, running over to the near side. Still not a lot of room as well. And he'll pick up about 2.
Yeah, the push that Mullen was getting up front in that first quarter, they're not getting now. Johnson Brock has kind of gets dug their cleats into the field a little bit here. And they're not getting pushed around quite like they were.
Yeah, they did a nice job of setting the edge there and making him turn back upfield. Looked like there was a crease, but these linebackers are really fast for Johnson Brock. That hole closed quickly.
Into Eagle territory now, but 3rd down and 7. Going to fake the counter. Gracie has a receiver to the near side. Ball tipped, though, before it can get there. There wasn't contact with the receiver until the ball was tipped. Good job on the defense back there by Caden Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn did a great job. The receiver, the Mullen receiver, wanted pass interference, but of course once that ball is tipped, you can tackle him.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want once the ball's tipped, and he couldn't see that as a route runner, so he was wanting the pass interference. But those are the type of things you just got to play through. You've got to get tough. You can't count on a ref to bail you out there.
Brendan Walker in to punt the ball, kind of a wobbly snap to him, does get it away. Coming over to this near side, it'll land what it looked like inside the 10, but it went out of bounds. So they'll walk back to see exactly where it is, and it will be right at that 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's a good punt. The big key here for Mullen, though, is you cannot give him a 2-for-1 because Johnson Brock now is in position to be able to get 2 possessions without Mullen touching it. Theoretically, meaning that you could all of a sudden have had this giant lead and be down by 7 early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's just like a basketball play here where you kind of play the end of the game, a shot clock where, like you said, you get 2 possessions for 1. They could get 2 possessions for 0, though, if they play it right.
Twins to the far side for Fosenberger. He's got a receiver coming over the middle, makes a good grab across there, is Hahn, and they blow it dead saying he went out of bounds. He was trying to turn it upfield still.
Yeah, you had a Gator tackle there by Edis, did a nice job, and what Hahn was saying is that I was on top of him, but he'd gone out of bounds. And now you see no huddle. You're going to start seeing this thing move much faster. This fits Johnson Brock.
Fosenberger with Eastman in as the running back to block for him. Fosenberger's got a receiver wide open downfield, and it's a good grab over there by Glenn, and no one's going to be within 10 yards of him as he dances in for a 5 points bank touchdown.
Yeah, Tevin Marshall is going to fall down. They run a switch route scheme there. The number two receiver is going to run the out and up. The number one receiver is going to run the slant. And so with that situation happening, they tried to switch. You always want your DBs to pass the guy off to him instead of running with him. He tried to run with him, and Tevin Marshall's going to fall down.
Yeah, it's just hard to get your body turned and change momentum. That guy's already blazing down the field, and we could see it from up here that it was wide open. They took those deuce receivers and pushed them even a little farther out that time.
Extra point. Fosenberger runs over to the far side, now back to the near side. He'll flip this one up into the end zone and get two more on it to take the lead. Minute 55 to go until halftime. Eagles with their first lead of the D2 final over Mullen, 22-20 here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Synergize from Ag Explorer International is your all-in-one drip control, defoamer, surfactant, and ammonium salts with a water conditioner and absorption activator. Synergize is the number one AMS replacement on the market. Over 30 million acres worldwide have made the right choice with Synergize. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical today for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, Enzone, and other great products from Ag Explorer International. 308-468-6206.
Winter is coming. Does your heater have enough heat in it? Let the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating make sure your heating system is ready. Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Call today and have your furnace or heat pump checked. Our qualified technicians will check over all the mechanisms and make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Caden Glenn, two touchdowns on the ball game, and he kicks it off as well. It bounces at the five, takes a great hop. Zach Sweet will pick it up, brings it out. He's wrapped up just past the 10-yard line. All kinds of miscommunication on who was picking up that ball, and a great backspin to drop that ball from Glenn.
Yeah, both deep guys there just stood and let it bounce, and it didn't get into the end zone. So let's see here. If I'm Mullen, you know what I like? I come back and run that fake toss where they hit the tight end in the seam, but I throw the wheel route off of it to Edis.
Quanvig in the backfield, maybe look for him, give him one of those quick fullback dives.
Gracie under center, and they will hand it off with Quanvig. Lowers his shoulder right up the middle and picks up a little bit more, shy of the 20.
Yeah, he's going to get about six there. That's a pretty nice job.
You know, they move him back and forth from guard and fullback, but right now I like him a lot better as my lead blocker if you've got a capable guard to replace him.
Well, they can do more with him. I think they can throw the ball to him as well.
I formation. Haven't really shown a whole lot of difference for their formations. Gracie under center. Toss sweep with Edis to that far side. He'll turn it back in. Going to be right at those sticks. They're going to stop to see if he does get a first down.
Yeah, my guess is they don't even call in a formation, literally. most generally, when it's a deal like that, you just tell them we're running 34 ISO or we're running, because the formation never changes.
And we saw them at Overton. They had a lot of success early first quarter, and then they went spread and threw a pick right away. So I don't know if maybe they're a little worried about that.
Well, the Chain Gang is bringing out the chains just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you. If you were stranded on the side of the road, no matter where, they'll get you home. And they do pick up that first down.
That's an important first down. Now it'll be interesting. Let's see if Johnson Brock uses timeouts, or are they comfortable going, we dodged a bullet in this first half. Let's take a two-point lead to the half knowing we're going to get the ball.
Kind of just depends on how this first play goes. If they come out and get a 8-9-yard gain, I don't think you want to use your timeouts.
A lot of clock running off right now. Minute 10 to go until halftime. Motion coming to the outside with Edis. Now they'll hand it back off with Quanvig right up the middle. He'll get over to the near sideline, cross the 30, but still tackled in bounds.
That was close. I mean, he barely gets tripped up or he was going to keep running.
You know, that's a kid, Quanvig, that if I'm Mullen, I'm going to start using him a little more, like we said earlier, because man, he's a big athletic kid, 6'2", 205. You really don't want to tackle him, and he's got a lot of speed too.
40 seconds to go until halftime. Gracie under center, pitches it to the coming to this near side with Edis, who takes a shot before he can get out to the 35-yard line, but should have a first down to stop the clock.
Somebody's surely going to use a timeout here as well. 34 seconds left. Mullen has all three timeouts as well.
Yeah, I'd be calling timeout here even though the clock stops.
Yeah, they're going to use it there.
And that's exactly what we're going to get. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We are located where you need us, specializing in you. 34 seconds until halftime. Johnson Brock 22, Mullen 20 here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
When the weather changes, so can the performance of your transmission. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions, and we want to help you avoid getting stuck in the tough snow. If your 4x4 is not working or your transmission's not shifting correctly, bring it in now. Get your vehicle winter ready with free diagnostics available. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, Kearney. Learn more at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
The doctors at ENT Physicians of Kearney are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, and head and neck disorders in patients of all ages. We have proudly provided Kearney and the surrounding areas with ENT and audiology services since 1994. We're excited to introduce full-time allergy services for both adults and children. We strive to provide the highest quality care here in Kearney and at 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Make an appointment today with Dr. Connolly, Dr. Owen, or myself, Dr. Johnson, here at ENT Physicians of Kearney, and see why experience matters to us, specializing
out of
in
the ENT Physicians of Kearney. Timeout. Edis taking the sweep over to the far side. Now he's going to turn it over back over here. He'll stiff arm a couple defenders, but tackled right in the middle of the field. 25 seconds until halftime. We'll get another ENT Physicians of Kearney timeout. We'll keep it right here, though, as that is the second timeout burned for Mullen. Second down and short upcoming.
Yeah, and Edis just walked over and laid on the ground again. The one thing I would say, like I struggle with this a little bit as a coach, will you stop laying down and letting the other team know you're struggling? Like, and I literally look him in the face and say, like, can you play or not? If you can play, let's go. And if you can't, we need to get you over here and get you looked at, because you're telling the whole world, you're giving them juice, because they're in that huddle going, see, we're chopping him down, we're chopping him down, and it just gives you juice.
Yeah, so interested to see here if they are content to keep running the football or if they want to try to air it out here with 25 seconds left. Maybe you know, go for that, try to get that first down initially, and then have a second play ready to go, you know, a faster tempo here.
Yeah, I struggle with this. Edis was late to the huddle again. All right, let's go.
Now they are going to spread things out. Twins to that far side. Twins over here as well. Edis on the inside. Gracie all by himself. High snap, trying to find a receiver on the far side. Route almost jumped, though, incomplete pass.
Yeah, one of the tough things you got to be careful doing is when you're a run team and you're playing a team that is a really good conceptually pass team. Johnson Brock runs great concepts, right? Passing isn't just you run here and run there. It's about the concept that you put forth. When you run a poor concept against a defense that sees great concepts every day, you better be careful because you're going
to
get picked.
Yeah, they go against it in practice every day, and they're used to catching the football and making those type of plays.
Third and two, Edis on the sideline. Twins to the near side. Gracie takes another high snap. Looking to that far side, now going to be chased out of the pocket. Coming back over here, breaks a tackle, gets to the sideline, just going to air this one up downfield, and it's through everyone, almost picked off again. Fourth down and two, 11 seconds to go.
Yeah, what Sweet just needed to do there was release to the end zone. As soon as his quarterback broke contain, released to the end zone, he'd have been wide open, and the quarterback wanted him to do that, but he was just standing still. And again, that's something you don't practice. You always teach your kids, if you have a short route and it breaks, get long. If you have a long route and it breaks, come back to me. Clearly, probably never been worked when we're running toss in practice every day.
As it stands, still a fourth down and two right here at midfield. Edis back in. He'll get the ball following Quanvig to the near side, and he'll be brought down right at those sticks. They're going to stop the clock either way to get a look at it.
Well, you don't want to give Johnson Brock 5 seconds here. That's a free snap, and I really do mean that. What did you say, Caleb? There are three scoring drives.
Their scoring drives are 18 seconds, 18 seconds, and a minute 20.
Yeah, so they probably have a five-second play.
And that translates to defense here, because if Mullen throws a Hail Mary here, if they do get the first down, they're fully capable of taking one to the house.
Kearney Towing and Repair Chain Gang coming out. We're going to keep an eye on this one right on this near sideline where they're at. They are going to pick up the first down and not give Johnson Brock that free play to end the half.
Oh, and if you're a coach, never happier. I know it doesn't matter, and in the stat book, that thing doesn't matter, but I don't have to hold my breath for 5 seconds.
We'll see what kind of last play the Broncos have coming out here from Coach Mitch Pfeiffer. Yeah. We're going to get another ENT Physicians of Kearney timeout is what it looks like.
I'd run that reverse. Run the reverse that they ran earlier.
Well, with 5 seconds to go in this ball game, we're going to step away quickly for a 30-second timeout. 22-20, Johnson Brock leading in the D2 final.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
One more play upcoming in the first half of this D2 final where Johnson Brock leads Mullen 22-20. The Broncos, however, have the ball first and 10 from their own, or from the 35-yard line of the Eagles. Chance for one more play.
Yeah, they're in plus territory here. It's how crazy do you want to get? I think Trent brings up a good point. You got to be a little bit careful trying to throw a home run ball.
Edis standing just to the right of Gracie. Now he's going to come in motion to the near side, make it trips over here. Gracie looking to this near side, airs this one up towards the end zone. Jump ball, almost intercepted. Would have had a chance to make the catch down there as well. Edis threw a great hit to break up that pass. So we are at halftime. And coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show, we're going to give you the stats, break down that first half. Also, look ahead to the D1 final coming up later today. It's 22-20, Johnson Brock leading Mullen here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Buzz's Marine, the home of family boating, is ending the year with you in mind by offering up to $7,000 in rebates on new Taiga boats. That's right, up to $7,000 in rebates are available for you now through December 15th at Buzz's Marine. Taiga Boats' innovative technology provides the fun of massive wakeboarding wakes and ocean-worthy wake surf waves, along with unmatched style and more versatility than ever. End your year in style with a new Taiga boat and save a lot of money while you're at it. View the full inventory online at buzzesmarine.com. or visit in Kearney on South Central Avenue.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
If your last new car dealing resembled a full contact martial art and not near as much fun, Friesen Ford in Aurora says come find out what low pressure customer based auto dealing is all about. The same is true for service and parts. In this day and age where nobody knows your name, Friesen Ford in Aurora are greeting more and more folks by their name. It's called Friendly Friesen. Friesen Ford, Aurora.
What? Christmas already? That time is fast approaching. But first, we want to celebrate all we have to be thankful for. At Gary Michaels, that is you, our friends, and our customers. We thank you with 20% off all suits, sport coats, and for the ladies, 20% off all clothing. We take care, and we do care, that you look and feel your best with quality clothing, perfectly fitted, from Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Ag Explorer International is providing the agriculture industry with the highest quality products at the best value, like NutriPak with its state-of-the-art chemistry. NutriPak increases growth activity in the four major parts of plant development: roots, stems, leaves, and fruit. If it is green and grows, NutriPak is a product for you. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, and Endzone from Ag Explorer, 308-468-6206.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray and bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Carney for a free estimate.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at how we got to this halftime and Johnson Brock getting that lead. And I guess the quickest summary is that Mullen jumped out 20-0 and then Johnson Brock scored the last 22, but it all began on the very first drive for the Broncos and ended with a 12-yard Lane Edis touchdown run. Three and out then for Johnson Brock, and then it was another Lane Edis touchdown run, another three and out, and then another touchdown run for Lane Edis. He scored on the first three possessions from 12, 22, and 36 yards out. One play later, though, would get the Eagles on the board, and they would score the last points in the first quarter. 57-yard Dylan Rau touchdown run. That was the very first play of the next possession. And then in the second quarter, things got interesting. Mullen didn't score on a possession for their first time and missed a 20-plus yard field goal. Johnson Brock turned it over on downs. Mullen had a fumble that Johnson Brock recovered. And then Johnson Brock threw an interception in the end zone. So very dynamic few minutes there without any points. Mullen would punt the ball down, and it would be returned to their 24. Johnson Brock would put some more points on the board. That possession only taking about a minute 20. Caden Glenn getting his first touchdown reception. Mullen would have to punt again. Great punt down to the 10 of Johnson Brock. But then it was the Eagles getting a 51-yard Caden Glenn touchdown reception. Nobody around him on that far side, and they have that lead here at halftime, 22-0. Looked like it was all going Mullen one way for a while, jumping out 20-0, but then very much Johnson Brock as the half went on.
Well, you've got a situation right now where Mullen's got 329 yards of total offense, 250 rushing yards to this spot, 195 of those from Lane Edis. 16 first downs. You at that type of a deal, you should just be rolling. Johnson Brock, just 78 yards rushing, just 135 yards passing. So 213 total yards with only 7 first downs and only 7 minutes of time of possession, and you lead by 2. Mullen's got, and I know it's tough, Edis has carried the ball 28 times, but you've got to find some other offense either outside of him, or you got to just tell him, look, bro, I need you 24 more minutes, all in, let's go, or this thing could really start to stretch in Johnson Brock's favor.
What have we seen over the course of the season for Mullen for offense outside of Edis?
Well, there's not any.
Then looking at Johnson Brock, as you said, they've scored quickly. They've had a couple possessions less than 20 seconds, had the minute 20 possession, definitely losing in the time possession. But if you have the ball for 5 minutes in a 40-point game, doesn't matter if you're winning at the end of it.
Yeah, but if you can get Zach Sweet going, he's got 470 yards receiving this year. That's a kid you're going to have to go to. And Ty Durfee, he's a big athletic kid too. The thing is, though, Johnson Brock's so good because they go against this type of passing offense, you know, every day in practice. It's not this type. It's not near as good. But, you know, they're used to defending the pass.
I think what you've got to do if you are Mullen is the pass has to come off of run lookalike. I think it's got to come out of there. You know, Edis is a kid that's got 300 yards receiving on only 12 catches. So those big plays, see what I mean, where it's off of a run lookalike. Mullen's not going to get in 2x2 and make some crazy thing happen. They just simply don't have the concepts. I can assure you of that. It's a matter of staying in that I formation and having it come off of that. I said it in the beginning, this thing will not boil down to how they play offense. It will boil down to how they play defense, and that is where we're at. Mullen has enough offense, guys. I mean, they're on pace for a 500 or 600-yard night. They average 387 per. They're almost there and a half. Their offense has done their job. This defense has got to stand up.
And we saw through, as we saw, Edis a number of times, and he really is the topic of this ball game. The way he goes, that's the way the Broncos go. But on both sides of the ball, where they're trying to get the push at that line of scrimmage. We saw Edis going down a little bit, trying to conserve his legs, obviously exhausted with the number of carries, which that's a good pitch count that you'd be on for an entire game, let alone the first half of a state championship ball game. But at the line of scrimmage, the push wasn't quite there as much from the Broncos through the second quarter.
Yeah, and Johnson Brock did a nice job of adjusting. They're setting the edge better, and they're closing in those holes and alleys a lot better. I like for Mullen, if they use Quanvig, keep him at fullback. He's been doing a nice job on kickout blocks and then giving him the football too. Two carries, 18 yards in that first half. He's getting you 9 yards a pop. That's a kid maybe that could take a little bit of the stress off of Edis as we go in the second half.
Plenty more to come from the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show here in Memorial Stadium, where Johnson Brock leads Mullen 22-20. We're also going to look ahead to the D1 final and maybe peek at all the other finals we'll have coming up on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Continuing along with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show, we are here in the D2 final. This is the first of six finals from Memorial Stadium right here on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's undefeated Mullen trailing undefeated Johnson Brock 22-20. Plenty of finals, though, coming up this afternoon. We'll have the other eight-man final in Class D1. It's number one in the West playing number one in the East. Burwell and Creighton, both teams undefeated. And obviously Burwell had a little different semifinal than what Creighton had.
Well, I mean, there isn't anybody on the planet. I don't know that Jesus Christ has had a better run through than Creighton. This offense is unbelievable. Burwell's game was interesting. That was the second time they'd played North Central. They opened the season with them 30-35 point win. Last week it was tough. That game wasn't – Burwell did not play well, but the big thing was they had two fumbles that ended up as touchbacks in that game. Did Burwell, you know, going in to score and fumbled it at the goal line and gave North Central the ball back. That would have been a much larger victory. And the field was frozen. I mean, it was so cold. There was snow on the field. The guys couldn't move around. So I think from that perspective, here's what I would say. Burwell is so well coached. And Mike Max will call their defense. He'll have a plan for this offense. I can assure you of that. What I'm unsure of is just that athleticism piece. Creighton gets up and down the field. They're big. They're fast. Their film is just incredible. And what they did to Exeter Milligan Friend was just unbelievable last week. I think there was five turnovers in that first half. And Exeter Milligan Friend gets six off of a scoop and score. Otherwise, they couldn't move the ball. Burwell's tough, and they've been able to do this through toughness. They don't have a ton of team speed. You know, they're good up front. You know, they're a center now. He's going to start in his third state championship game in his career. He started as a freshman in a state championship game. It'll be a good game, a great game, but just know that really what you get, it's a tale of two pieces here. Burwell, immensely tough, big, strong, mean. They'll do everything right. They won't make mistakes. And Creighton, who is just steamrolled with massive offense.
Creighton so far through these playoffs has scored 82, 66, 76, and 72. As we talk about it's probably it's going to take at least 40 to win this ball game here. But you talk about those scores, that's a great basketball scoring average.
Yeah, and Burwell hasn't scored points like that this year. You know, I mean, just all through the year. They're not a 50-point team.
Burwell is, as we went through and we talked with the coaches, they're very senior-dominated across their starters. They've been in three of the last four finals. How much do you take experience versus, well, Creighton's just an overall dominant team that they've been throughout this year?
Well, you know, Creighton was really good last year, but they got hurt by the injury bug. But Burwell comes out. This is a lot of these kids, their third time here. And when it's your third time here, you're not – when you come out of the tunnel, you're not really looking around at the crowd and, you know, the big empty stadium and the scoreboard. You don't care about that. You're here to play football. You're used to it. You're not enamored with the thought of playing for a state championship. That first time you get here, things are a little different. You're not used to the TV. You're not used to lining up and everything. It can kind of get you out of your rhythm. You can get distracted by those little stupid things.
Well, and it is tough. You get shoved in and out of your locker room. You don't get the normal time like you normally would have. You know, the NSA has three games to put on today, and they're shoving you in and out of nooks and crannies, really.
Yeah, there's just, you know, they put us up in the old utility locker room my senior year, and it was they still had two games a year then. That was 10 years ago now, so we had a little more time to get through. But, yeah, like you said, three games, you're in and out, and it just kind of feels like doesn't feel like you're playing at home.
I do have to ask that, though, Trent. It is the 10-year anniversary since you won a state championship with Blue Hill back in your playing days. Is that starting to make it feel like you're aging things now that you're calling games here at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, because when I think about 2008, it seems like 3 or 4 years ago, not 10. You know, times are starting to fly. So, you know, a lot of these kids, heck, they were 8 years old. They don't even remember it. You know, it was a long time ago for them.
You know, when you talk about Creighton getting here, and it was, I believe, Creighton that upended what I really wanted to see, the 2008 state championship game. I thought Ravenna and Blue Hill were the two best teams in the state. Ravenna goes to Creighton, has the big first half lead, and they knock Josh Crowell out of the game, and the offense ended for Ravenna, and Creighton goes on to win, and Ravenna got knocked out of there. And then I believe you guys played Bergen, yes?
Yeah, we played Bergen in the final.
Yeah.
We played Creighton so 2006, 2007 in the playoffs. We shut them out both times, but let me tell you what.
Wibble House.
That kid, he dominated me up front. I was a center my junior year, and he's a nose guard. He just gave me fits, and I felt I was a decent player then, but yeah, they've just got a lot of tough kids, a lot of athletes always, and they're well-coached.
Talk about Crowell for Ravenna. When we've been watching Edis try to get that extra gear going, Crowell had, I think, three or four gears that a lot of us have never had.
Yeah, that was a tough kid. You know, decent basketball player, too. All those boys, you know, that's a good program up there.
Well, let me just tell you, when that dude had the ball in his hand, running Veer and running the stuff that Hudson was running, he was – I mean, probably the best player in the state of Nebraska that year in C2.
That D1 final coming up, Burwell and Creighton will have pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 2:45. The rest of the games, Omaha, Burke, and Grand Island kickoff at 7:15. Then tomorrow, it's that same schedule of 10:15, 2:45, 7:15, but it's C2 first, Norfolk Catholic and Centennial. Then in C1, Aurora and Ord. And then the nightcap to wrap up all of the football season here from Nebraska High School Football, Omaha Scut, and Scott's Bluff. We're going to take one more break, come back for the second half as we continue along with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Getting ready for the second half of play between Johnson, Brock, and Mullen. It's the Eagles leading 22-20. A number of players have played extremely well. Lane Edis with three touchdowns. Caden Glenn, two touchdowns himself for Johnson, Brock. And we want to remind you the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl. Winner will be listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by B&B Carpet. The reigning athletes of the month are Gabby Mosier of Central City and Dane Henricks of Giltner. Second half upcoming, and Mullen took the ball to start, and obviously that worked really well, scoring on their first three possessions. Johnson Brock storming back. Eagles will have the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you know, we keep talking about what this defense is going to have to do here, and we're going to see right off the bat. I think if I'm Johnson Brock, they've just tried to push the ball down the field so much. I think the money to be made right now, in me looking at this as a coach, I think Mullen is short a flat defender right now.
Yeah, I think the same thing, too. I was getting ready to say the flats are just wide open. So if you can find really Ty Hahn, he's the burner. Caden Glenn, he's the other good receiver, but, you know, he's a bigger, more physical guy. If you can get Hahn in space, you know, Hahn, he's got three carries for 75 yards. He's explosive.
And I think what I do is I get those guys taking the top off and beat that flat to death, because then you're going to hit those guys over the top when they start to suck to play that flat.
Walker gets his foot into it to start the second half, and there's going to be no chance at a return that time. Johnson Brock coming out first and 10 from their own 15.
All right, so always it's interesting when you come back from the half, when we get to start looking at adjustments, who adjusted to what. We know Mullen is going to come in and run the ball like they have. How will they make changes here on defense? Were they able to give Lane Edis an inhaler or something to get him a little energy?
And he's covering the corner on the far side, the outside man on those twins. Fosenberger in the shotgun, single receiver to the near side. He'll hand it off with Rao on the first play, who maybe gets back to that line of scrimmage, maybe about a foot more.
Sometimes those are giveaway plays, give up plays, and you're okay with them as a coach, where you come out and say, okay, let's get in twins and see, did they make an adjustment?
Yeah, just kind of see, try to set something up to try to draw somebody to the inside there. You know, they don't run for a whole lot of yards. They spread the ball out between a number of different guys. Rao, just, he's a leading rusher at 500 yards this year.
Edis is now one-on-one on that far side with Hahn. He's the single receiver, twins to the near side. Fosenberger quickly to the flats on the near side with Glenn, who turns it upfield. He'll get past the 20 and continue to drive, almost get to the 25.
Yeah, they ran tunnel screen there. They had the three receivers set, and the number one receiver is just going to turn and run a now screen right back into the tunnel towards the quarterback and then get it cut upfield. They release the lineman up. Does a really nice job.
And Caden Glenn, for just a sophomore, man, he's physical, because he took on a tackler and drug him for three or four extra yards. Nice job. And that's exactly what we said. Get him out in the flats.
Third down and one. Ball on the near hash. Twins to the near side.
Speed option.
Fosenberger with Eastman standing just to his left. Eastman will go set a block. Fosenberger looking downfield. Nice little touch pass, and they'll pick up a first down on the throw to Dylan Rao.
I actually think he had Hahn on the other crossing route there, and I think he would have scored, but instead opted for the near side here, but does move the sticks.
Yep, ran a little mesh concept there with the crossers, and the offensive line did a better job there. Remember in that first quarter, they tried to run those same types of plays and didn't get time to do it, and this defensive line from Mullen has definitely slowed down.
New set of downs outside the 30 are the Eagles. Single receiver both sides. Now motion coming right to left. Fosenberger looks back out to that far side, and he's got a receiver and a bunch of room in front of him. Dylan Rao, he's got a first down past the 30, past the 20, tripped up out of bounds on that far side by Justin Weans.
Yeah, that was good hustle by those guys. Kobe Walker got himself all the way up the field. That was a great job by Mullen to rally back to it. But, again, they went short to the flat there. There is nobody home. What they're doing is that they're using two of the receivers as complete window dressing and then getting somebody back into a hole.
Yeah, it just kind of got lost in coverage there on the backside, just like we said. But Kobe Walker, heck of an effort there to run him down.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line are the Eagles. Fosselberger will fake the handoff, throws it, and it's almost caught, but it's picked off going back around to that far side. Broncos with the ball, and they'll get the first turnover here in the second half.
Yeah, Tevin Marshall, he's the kid who got caught up on that switch route earlier in the first half, but this time does a nice job to make the interception, and that's exactly what Mullen needed. They needed to come out and get a stop.
Yeah, and that ball was in Johnson Brock receiver's hands. He kind of bobbled it, and Marshall just said, mine. That was big because they were going right down the field.
Now we're going to see the adjustments that Mullen makes coming out as we are here in the Kearney Towing and Repair, broadcast booth. On the road, bringing you the play-by-play, Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see here. I don't think you see any different defensive piece out of Johnson Brock, and I don't think you're going to see much different out of Mullen. I mean, they've stated their claim by giving it to that kid 28 times. Now it's, I suppose they say, can we get him to 60?
Yeah, and that's nice job by Marshall there on the pick. Third interception on the year for him.
We saw a number of different times. The interceptions and the turnovers happened really quickly through that second quarter. Obviously, we don't want to see many turnovers, but that'll be something to watch to see how quickly those go back and forth, because Johnson Brock was in all kinds of control. If you're Mullen defensively, you obviously didn't want to give up points, but to force a turnover is definitely good.
Yeah, and this is where we talk about where this TV timeout is tough, is sudden change. You literally, on your play sheet as a play caller, you've got an entire section that is sudden change plays, shock plays. Right now, you get the sudden change, but you don't get a chance for the shock play because of the TV timeout if you're Mullen.
Up to the line of scrimmage, Gracie under center, I formation behind him. They'll pitch it to Edis with his first carry here in the second half, lowers his shoulder, he'll get about to the 30.
Yeah, and he, you know, through the first half, he averaged 7 yards a carry, and he got about four there.
Yeah, and Lovett was the fullback there. Now Ty Quanvig, the bigger fullback, is going to come in to, you know, give him a little more physical presence as a lead blocker there.
Three down linemen right now for the Eagles. They have gone with four at times. I formation. Handing it off with Quanvig over to the near side, but he's got nowhere to go.
Yeah, he did a poor job there, did Quanvig. They left that D-end unblocked on purpose so they could block everything down, and he just ran right to the D-end.
Yeah, you're not supposed to run to him. That's north and south play
that's
there,
right,
where you're supposed to get upfield, and it's supposed to be quick. It's almost like a trap play because they're leaving that end unblocked.
Well, and we talked about during the break, one of your old teammates, Schroeder, there was nobody better than Garrett Schroeder getting that thing north and south.
Third down and six from the 30 are the Broncos. Sweep to the near side with Edis following Quanvig. He'll go through a couple arm tackles. Still going to be short of that first down as he gets it out to the 36.
I go for it here if I'm Mullen. It's going to be fourth and about one to fourth and two. And they have not been stopped behind the line of scrimmage. And I run simple toss. I don't get cute or fancy or any of that. I probably just run lead toss here.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're averaging 4 or 5 yards a pop, you know, either QB sneak. Well, QB sneak's kind of far out here with big Seth Murr up front.
Just past 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, fourth down and one. Edis will follow the carry to the far side. He got strung out, though. He's not going to get the first down.
They didn't run toss. They ran kind of it wasn't even their normal ISO play where they kick out with the fullback. That was, again, we said, don't get cute and fancy with your play call. If they run toss there, I think he gets it for sure. You do have a player down, Caleb.
It looks like we've got an Eagle over there trying to see exactly who he is, and we'll keep you updated on that as well. Looks like it might be Han trying to see a 7 from across there, but this injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. We'll step away quickly here in the D2 final. 8:47 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock leads Mullen 22-20.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Even after 38 years, we still start early every morning in every Amigos kitchen to make the foods and flavors you love. We're chopping fresh vegetables, mixing Amigos' famous ranch dressing and salsas, slow-cooking pinto beans, steaming the rice, mixing up batches of homemade guacamole, and grilling the marinated chicken. Your made-to-order items start with real people making real food. It's not the easiest way, just the best. At Amigos, where made from scratch is our recipe.
It was Ty Hahn for the Eagles who had gone down, walked over very safely on his own power over there. So we'll try to monitor that and keep you updated on how he's doing.
Yeah, and just like we said, we had the turnovers in the first half, and then they kind of came in bunches. They just exchanged turnovers here. I get one was on downs, but all the same.
Somebody's got to capitalize on them.
Twins both sides now, motion coming right to left. Fosenberger takes a snap. Looking right across the middle, he's got a man right in the middle of the field. Good grab there. All kinds of open space in front of him. Is he going to stay in? And he will. That's going to be another 5 points bank touchdown for Dylan Rau.
Yeah, that was a nice job there. Simply just took, I mean, that was about a three-yard spot route, and the inside linebacker didn't get into his depth. You call that an OTB, an over-the-ball route. You take your receiver and just set him right over the ball, and you see the inside linebacker doesn't move his feet.
Yeah, just found a nice little pocket there, and then, yeah, nobody was home. Dylan Rau gets the big play here. Chance to go up two possessions.
Extra point upcoming again. Twins both sides for Fosenberger. Motion coming right to left. He'll float this one into the back of the end zone. Just a little bit too tall that time for Dylan Rau. And with 8:39 to go in the third quarter, Eagles extend their lead 28-20 over Mullen here in the D2 final on ESPN Tri-Cities.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
We want to remind you, internet streaming of high school games on Platte River Radio Group of stations and on PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. There was an interception and then a turnover on downs and a one-play touchdown for Johnson Brock to extend their lead to 28-20.
Yeah, and that two-point conversion was huge there. They failed to convert, so now it keeps it an eight-point game, and Mullen still has a shot here, being down one possession instead of two.
Ball squib kicked downfield by Glenn. It's going to bounce off of a Bronco defender and go out of bounds inside the 20.
Yeah, that was a horrible kick. Caleb Lightborn style.
Do you make them re-kick it there? And
absolutely.
And try to,
they don't have Edis back. They're not playing him back there, so that is a little bit of a different thought.
You know, but Sweet has the ability to break open a game as well. He's a fairly capable playmaker.
Yeah, I think they're going to – Nope, they're going to give it to him there. Yeah, here comes Edis. You know, it's amazing, though. You know, you talk about even that two-point conversion and so on. Right now, both teams have had two possessions in the second half. There's still 8:39 in the third quarter.
Yeah, quick possessions. You know, Johnson Brock doesn't take a lot of time off the clock the way they run their offense. It's, you know, it's either feast or famine, you know, home run or an incomplete pass. They haven't tried to run the ball very much here in this game.
First and 10 for the Broncos from their own 25-yard line. Lovett in as fullback, and he'll get the ball coming to this near side, trying to bounce it back across over to his left and pick up about two.
Yeah, and all of this is just coming so much tougher now. And they're still bouncing around the fullback. They're really bouncing between those two kids. Lovett gets a carry there. Hasn't had one in a while.
And there's Shane Westhart for Johnson Brock kind of limping there, that defensive end. Pay attention to that. If you're a coach, you want to run to his side here.
Second and eight. Now going to fake the counter going back to that far side. Gracie rolling all over. He just throws this one up for Edis. Comes back to the ball, and he's able to at least break it up a little bit. Ty Hahn almost got another interception.
Yeah, and you're exactly right with Johnson Brock. Shane Westhart right now is absolutely hurt. If you run toss to his side, you got a chance. He, as that play started, he couldn't put any weight on his foot. He was kind of hopping is all. He is hurt, whether it's his leg or his knee, ankle, foot, whatever it is. It's his right leg. He's really struggling here.
I'm not even sure you have to block him if you run toss sweep to his side.
Third down and eight. Now they are going to run to this near side with the end around, but that's going to go absolutely nowhere. Fourth down and eight or nine upcoming.
Yeah, and this is the deal where you're getting out of this stuff. On this possession right now, Lane Edis hasn't touched it. And I don't care how many times. He's gotten it 31 times in the game, but you've staked your claim on that.
Yeah, you've got one last game. It's not like you're worried about next week. So that time, it kind of got cute, and there's a lot of trash coming in on that backside on that end around.
Now punt upcoming. Going to be a fake running over to the far side. Are they going to get to it? That is wrapped up in the backfield. Johnson Brock going to be in business when they take over on downs.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And I think one of the things, the tough thing is as we said, Shane Westhart's hurt out there, right? You run reverse right to him. He's going to be standing there because he's hurt. You
right.
Run it
he,
to
stayed,
him.
He stayed home because yeah. He can't move.
That's right.
And that time, that was just a fire play there where he had to just tuck it up and try to get what he could. And that was a good decision by him because that could have been blocked and turned into a one of those big electric plays.
Johnson Brock scored, and it only took them 8 seconds on their last possession. They hold an 8-point lead here, 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Fosenberger with Eastman standing just to his left. Motion coming right to left. They will hand it off this time. Running around is Hahn, flagged down at the line of scrimmage. He'll stay in bounds. They're going to blow it dead, say he stepped out. Flag, though, right at the line of scrimmage on both sides.
I'm just going to tell you, it's worth watching the replay, guys. Lane Edis is on the other side of the field. He's the one that pushes him out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage. Edis was shot out of a cannon. Watch this replay. Holy smokes, can this guy fly when he wants to? Yikes.
Yeah, he's got that extra gear. Try to see what the penalty here is. Usually an illegal formation, because if it's false start, they'll blow it dead.
Legal formation on the offense. 9-yard penalty.
So they'll back up the Eagles as they come back for their first down. Where you're at, the way the Eagles score, how much does 5 yards on first down really matter for them?
Well, the way their offense runs, it's still extremely comfortable.
Yeah, they're not as concerned about getting behind schedule just because they get a lot of pop plays, a lot of explosive plays. They're not methodical in their process.
First and 15 from the 31 now. Eastman still in at that running back position next to Fosenberger. Twins to the far side. Take the snap and throw it quickly out into the flats on the far side, making the grab is Glenn. He'll spin around, get just past the original line. Or the original sticks, make it a second down and nine.
Yeah, just a now screen there, and they release the other receiver up to block. And the way that the Mullen defender came hard off of that, look for that to be a pump fake to the now screen, and they're going to keep the number two receiver in the seam.
Yeah, that's just basically a setup play there, and watch that going forward. Because now, as a defender, you don't see it a lot. You're worried about taking on that block and trying to disrupt that.
Twins to the near side are Glenn and Hahn. Fosenberger in shotgun. Dropping back to pass now, rolling over to this near side as well. Stops, force back inside, flips it over the top. He's going to get a first down pass to Dylan Rao as he took a shot at the end of that one.
Yeah, the Mullen defense there got a little bit afraid of the run. I think you can be okay with him running. You got to stay with your receivers. He's not going to kill you running the ball.
No, he hasn't killed anybody all year. And that time, there's a lot of cushion in the slot there, and Ty Hahn just ran a kind of a slant route there across the backside, and I thought maybe he could have caught that one for six, but they did a good job of just playing some playground ball there and finding the open guy to move the sticks.
Hahn now in at running back, standing next to Fosenberger. He'll get the ball running around to that right side, lowers his shoulder, gets inside the 10.
But here's one of the interesting things. Look at Mullen in between plays. We talked about this at the beginning, that the pace of Johnson Brock and just having to chase them all over the place, Mullen's starting to run out of gas. Lots of hands on hips. They're much slower on and off right now. And this pace of Johnson Brock has just started to wear on Mullen.
Yeah, poor body language right now. But all it takes is a big play, and you can change the way your body language is. You can get fired up. So really important here in the red zone to lock down.
Eastman back in at running back next to Fosenberger. He'll set a block. Fosenberger looking towards short of the end zone. almost caught in there. They're going to say it popped out. Good breakup by Zach Sweet.
Yeah, Zach Sweet did a great job there. Almost came up with the ball himself again.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. Maybe he had a chance there to rip that ball away. And that's what's happened on those two turnovers is they've been 50-50 balls, but the Mullen secondary, those defenders are just, they're aggressive. They rip that ball out of the receiver's hands.
Third and eight from the 10-yard line. We thank sponsors allowing us to get high school playoff football on the air, like Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. Fosenberger all by himself in the backfield, trips to the near side, and we're going to go ahead and get an ENT Physicians of Kearney timeout. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. 5.5 to go in the third quarter, 28-20, Johnson Brock leading in the D2 final.
Genetics first, traits second. With Aurora Cooperative, you can source genetics from the four major germplasms available in the U.S., allowing you to choose the best genetics possible for each and every acre. Aurora Cooperative agronomists have been very active in the fields this season, getting to know your hybrid choices inside and out so that they can be your trusted resource to help you make the right selections for your farm and your yields. To create the highest yielding story for your acres and take advantage of our unique turn row incentives, contact your local co-op agronomist today. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
Tri-City Storm Hockey returns for its 19th season. The future of professional hockey is right here in the heartland. The United States Hockey League set a record with 57 players drafted at this year's NHL Draft. Catch all the Storm's home games at the Viero Center in Kearney. For tickets and other information, visit stormhockey.com. Listen to the Doug and Daddy Show for everything you need to know about Storm Hockey with the Storm Report on 1460 and 1550. Tri-City Storm Hockey, be the Storm.
Out of the ENT Physicians of Kearney timeout, Fosenberger throws it over to the end zone, and we're going to get another touchdown for Johnson Brock, really opening this one up two scores.
Yeah, Fosenberger got nailed again. But they just throw that up to those tall receivers. They've done it all year. They just go up and high point the ball and do a nice job, and that's a great catch.
And it's a lot easier for a receiver to go get those 50-50 balls. Well, if you want to call them 50-50 balls, probably not even that. So Han just ran into the corner and able to corral that ball in. That's a huge play there on third and long.
Extra point upcoming now, 14-point lead for the Eagles. Trips to the far side for Fosenberger. Looks to the near side on a quick slant, though, and that ball is going to be grabbed by Caden Glenn to extend it to a 38-20 lead here. 5.5 to go in the third quarter on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Do you need transmission repair on your four-wheel drive truck or SUV? How about your two-wheel drive or front-wheel drive vehicle for work or school? Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. Over the years, TBK Transmissions has repaired thousands of four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, and transfer cases, foreign or domestic. Put your trust in TBK. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
We remind you, touchdown, sponsored by Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank in that last one. That's now 36 in a row for Johnson Brock as they hold a 16-point lead, 5.5 to go in the third quarter in this D2 final.
Yeah, they've found it on offense, and I think a part of that is they've just kind of stayed the course, and Mullen seemed to peak at about the 3-minute mark in the first quarter, and it's really been a struggle for them since.
Yeah, now that the emotions of starting that game have wore off, Johnson Brock's really found their game.
Glenn will squib kick this one again. Going to be picked up at the 10-yard line by Sweet running around. He's out near the 20 trying to follow some blockers. Got a little bit of space, lowers the shoulder, but it's going to be out about to that 26-27-yard line.
Yeah, he did a nice job there getting what he could.
Yeah, not a lot of lanes to run there, but good field position here. But if you're Mullen now, 5 minutes left in this third quarter, you haven't scored since the first quarter. Time. You've got to put together a drive here and get points, or this thing could get out of hand.
They scored on their first three possessions, have been held scoreless since. 5:21 to go in the third quarter. Edis will take the carry on the near side. He's hit in the backfield, couldn't get around his own blocker. Dropped back at his own 25.
Yeah, we haven't seen that happen very many times where they've gotten dropped in the backfield, especially on that play.
Yeah. Yeah, Caden Glenn, he just came up and really disrupted that, took on that lead blocker and just shoved him back, and then too much trash there for Edis to find any room.
Glenn with a couple of touchdowns, also been doing the kicking duties. Fantastic defender as well. Quanvig in at the fullback position. Going to fake the pitch is Gracie. Throwing it back over to the near side, making the grab is Durfee. He'll turn it upfield, get it past the 30.
Yeah, it's a nice little play, but the route in and of itself was only ever going to lend you about 5 yards.
Yeah, he had to get the rest of it by himself. I mean, everything that Mullen is getting right now, it's taken almost everything they have. It takes a lot of effort. It just looks a little easier for Johnson Brock right now.
Third down and 5 are the Broncos. Counter going to the far side with Edis. He's got a little bit of an edge. He's going to pick up a first down a little bit more as he breaks a tackle, breaks another stiff arm. If he's got an extra gear, he can take this one to the house, and he's going to do just that. Lane Edis putting the Broncos back on the board for the first time since the first quarter on a 5 points bank touchdown.
Yeah, he did a great job there putting himself in position. He got to the edge, and it took about 3 cuts for him to get it. I don't see a flag.
No flag.
There is a flag?
No flag on the play.
Yeah, the white hat's just taken a month and a half to walk up. I thought he was trying to get it gathered. That's going to put Eda somewhere around the 250-yard mark.
We've talked about how quickly Johnson Brock has scored. That drive taken just over a minute for the Broncos. Big extra point upcoming now as they are currently trailing by 10. Two-point conversion gets them within one possession. Spreading things out now, though, are the Broncos. Twins to the far side. Ida standing just next to Gracie in the backfield in the shotgun. Motion coming left to right. High snap, looking over to the near side. In the end zone is Gracie, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Just a broken play going completely against a lot of what the Broncos are doing, but there is a flag on the play. A couple on both sides of the field right at that line of scrimmage.
That'd be a formation issue.
Yeah, I don't think they had enough guys on the line of scrimmage there.
And on that one, if you go ahead and decline that, that's going to keep it a 2-score game, and that's exactly what they're going to do here. We'll go against the Broncos. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. It's Johnson Brock 36, Mullen 26 on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
We thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to get a playoff football all the way up to these state championship games where we're carrying all 6 here from Memorial Stadium and all 7 NSAA state championship games, like Impact Ag partners Craig Weegis and Todd Travis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Mullen on the board for the first time since about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, and you know, it's a 10-point game right now. Mullen did miss a field goal earlier. So, see where this ends up here.
Yeah, the special teams and turnovers and 2-point conversions just really big in these type of games.
Walker going up and kicking this one off high over to this near side. The younger Fosenberger will pick it up on his own 5. Now he's going to have to reverse field over to the near side. Breaks one tackler, running back across the middle. He did a great job to get just back to that 15-yard line.
Yeah, that looked like there was nothing. Then there looked like there was nothing again.
Yeah, a lot of running back and forth to get out to the 15-yard line.
Johnson Brock has scored on 2 of their 3 possessions so far in the second half. The only one that they haven't scored on, they threw an interception. That was their first possession of this second half. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Twins to the near side. Single receiver to the far side is Hahn. Fosenberger in the shotgun. Motion coming left to right. They'll hand it off up the middle, but nothing doing. Loss of a yard. All kinds of Broncos getting into the backfield, including Quanvig.
Now, I know conventional wisdom tells you that you need to run the clock here. Johnson Brock's not built to do this. They really need to just stay with who they are.
Yeah, foot on the pedal, I think. I really don't think they need to run the ball hardly at all in this ball game. I think they can keep running stuff out to the flats and get people in space. They just have playmakers everywhere on the outside.
Second and 11, Rowe standing just behind Fosenberger again. Pass out into the flats on the far side, making the grab is Eastman, and he's going to beast himself out past the 25.
Yeah, instead of making a tackle, Edis tried to make a hit, and you have to tackle with your arms.
Yeah, those two kids, they butted heads there, kind of like two Rams, just running into each other. No, he didn't even try to wrap up at all. He was just trying to lay the wood That's not going to get you anything.
New set of downs for the Eagles. Walking up to the line is no clock going because they did get pushed out of bounds. Single receivers both sides for Fosenberger. In the shotgun, now motion, coming right to left. They'll hand it off running around here to the near side. Now turning it back upfield is Hahn. He'll stiff arm one defender, be brought down shy of the 35.
Yeah, and Hahn's just doing a great job. You know, just a junior. Glenn comes back as well. Hahn's a 1,000-yard receiver on the year. He's only had 147 rushing. He's had a great rushing day today as far as from what his season came in at. But Johnson Brock brings quite a bit back.
Second down and three for the Eagles. Again, going single receivers both sides. Glenn in at the running back, standing beside Fosenberger. Motion coming to the near side, and now they will hand it off to Glenn, going back to that far side. He'll pick up the first down and maybe about a half a yard more. He had the first down and then tried to fight through two defenders, nothing doing after that.
Yeah, that was a nice stop there. It does sound like this deal with Lane Edis is a foot issue that he's had for a lot of the season. So that makes sense of why he was sitting down in timeouts.
Yeah, trying to just
get the pressure off.
Yeah, exactly right.
So there I was being mean to the kid, saying you got to stand up and be tough. I apologize for that. It does sound like it was a pretty legitimate foot issue.
First and 37 for Johnson Brock, their own side of the 40. Fosenberger, run play action pass, and he's thrown down way in the backfield by Quan Vick.
Wow, and Dominican Sue just showed up to Memorial Stadium. Quanvic just ragdolled him like Dominican Sue and Colt McCoy there. What a hit, and that's huge because now Johnson Brock, they're in second and forever now.
Yeah, and the one thing you got to do if you're Mullen is be a little bit careful because this fits Johnson Brock. Now they'll get into a bunch of their concepts here. You've got to make this pay because this is second and super long. You've got to get the ball back on this drive and get this back to a one-score game.
18 yards to go for a first down. Twins over here to the near side. Going to run the play action pass, run the screen, making the grab on that far side is Rao, who's going to go ahead and pick up a first down as well. Fosenberger took a shot on the end of that one again from Quan Vick.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, well, and that's exactly what I was just talking about is you feel good about yourself. I said if you're Mullen, you've got to be a little bit careful because you're going to want to call that again. Well, Johnson Brock has so many good concepts that what they're going to do is they know you feel good about yourself and here you come, so they're going to call a concept and just throw it right behind you, and that's exactly what they did.
The good thing about that play, though, is Quan Vick got to the quarterback, and Fosenberger, he's only 145 pounds, so try to get him hit and get him laying on the turf as much as you can.
New set of downs from the 32, and in Bronco territory is Johnson Brock handing off to the near side and going to just bully his way about to that 25-yard line. Great job running the ball that time for Glenn.
Yeah, he's a big kid, just a sophomore. Heck of an athlete. You know, 900 yards on the year receiving. In basketball, as a true freshman, he averaged 15 points a game as a point guard, led his team to a fourth-place finish at state. So this kid can do it all.
Second down and four upcoming. We're now under a minute to go in this third quarter. Fosenberger in the shotgun. Quick slant over to the far side, and the grab is going to be made by Hahn, who gets inside the 10.
Yeah, that again, it's been bubble, now screen, or slant because of how far Mullen is playing off. There, Edis was about 8 to 9 yards off, give him a full two-way go.
Yeah, they have to respect and they have to honor the over-the-top routes. So, you know, that's given them a lot of the stuff in the flats and, like you said, those slant routes underneath.
25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fosenberger in shotgun. Hahn, single receiver on the far side. They will hand it off with Glenn going up the middle. Spins around one, Dackler, and he'll get into the end zone for a 5 points bank touchdown.
Yeah, Glenn's going to get in. The ball came out, but not before he'd broken the plane. And you see there before that play, Lane Edis just reaching down at his foot. There he's reaching down again. He's going to take a knee. Let me tell you something right now. 33 carries, 248 yards, 4 touchdowns, and his tackle number has to be off the chart as well today. Pretty impressive to see somebody have an injury like that doing what he's done today.
Yeah, tough to do on a broken wheel, but, you know, he's dug down deep and times where they really needed it.
Trips to the near side on the extra point. Fosenberger gets rid of this one quickly as he takes a shot again from Quanvig onto the end of that. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock leads Mullen 42-26 on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Waiting on the kickoff here from Johnson Brock, who just extended it back to a two-score lead, 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. And we'd like to thank our sponsors like Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, for helping us get playoff and state championship football on the air.
42-26. We thought it would take 40 to win, so Johnson Brock's the first to the number. Let's see if Mullen can throw a couple up here.
Glenn with a kickoff, now going to that far side. It'll bounce at the 14, be picked up, and now following around to the outside is Tevin Marshall. Nowhere really to go. He'll bring it out past the 20. They've moved their kickoffs, whether they've driven it, kicking it kind of short, driven it low, all over the place for the Eagles.
And they did a nice job there of staying in their lane. Sometimes when the ball is kind of fumbled, muffed on the ground like it was, you can kind of start ball watching and you know, get blocked out of nowhere, get out of your lane. So good coverage there for Johnson Brock.
First and 10 from the 21 are the Broncos. Gracie going back under center with that same I formation. They'll hand it off coming back to this side with Quanvig, who stood up after a gain of one or two. And that should be the last play to end this third quarter for the D2 final. Johnson Brock leads Mullen 42-26. One quarter to go on ESPN Tri-Cities and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Winter is coming. Does your heater have enough heat in it? Let the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating make sure your heating system is ready. Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Call today and have your furnace or heat pump checked. Our qualified technicians will check over all the mechanisms and make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
If your last new car dealing resembled a full-contact martial art and not near as much fun, Friesen Ford in Aurora says come find out what low-pressure customer-based auto dealing is all about. The same is true for service and parts. In this day and age where nobody knows your name, Friesen Ford in Aurora are greeting more and more folks by their name. It's called Friendly Friesen. Friesen Ford, Aurora.
With one quarter to go in the D2 final, Johnson Brock has a 16-point lead. Mullen has the ball on their own 22-yard line, second down and 9. Caleb Henry alongside Larry Baker and Trent Ockingay bringing you the first couple here before Doug slides back into the booth tonight for that Class A final.
Can't wait, baby. Go purple. Go 11.
I was waiting to see how long we'd go until we got to talk some Islander football. We'll get more to that when we get into the halftime of the D1 game and we preview tonight's Class A final nightcap here from Memorial Stadium. One quarter still to go here in D2, and it's really been Lane Edis on both sides of the ball, leading them in tackles on one side, leading them in yards and carries on the other side.
Yeah, there we go. TV man says, let's get it going.
Yeah, get Edis going here with some toss sweeps. Get him out in space. Let him run. He's got one quarter left in his career. No pitch count here.
And they will get Edis the ball on the very first play. Being strung out towards the outside, he'll turn it upfield. It'll be a third down and about two.
Yeah, he's so patient. He does a nice job there, just keeps his feet moving. Probably pain shooting up his leg on every one, but he just keeps his feet moving to where he gets that crease. He's pretty electric when he just sticks his foot in the ground and gets it once he decides. I don't know what he's chosen to do next year. Definitely there's a kid that could play college football.
Third and two, Gracie under center. Counter going back to the far side with Edis. Nothing doing. He'll turn it back inside. Pick up about a yard. Still going to be short of the first down.
Yeah, he's going to be just short, maybe half a yard.
Definitely going for it here, though. Fourth and maybe a yard, not quite.
Edis started to come off the field. Then they pushed him back on. But absolutely, at this point in the fourth quarter, you only punt because you don't want to get beat bad. You're in the state finals. You know, give it a shot.
Nothing to lose here.
Gracie under center. Quanvig in at fullback. Quarterback sneak. Quanvig's going to push Gracie well past that first down, and they'll move the sticks.
Yeah, QB sneaks undefeated in that situation. It's just so tough because as a nose guard or a linebacker creeping up there, you're not sure when that ball's snapping. You're watching the ball. You're not. I mean, you can guess a cadence, but you don't want to go offside, draw that penalty. So nice job by Mullen there to pick up that first down.
Under 11 minutes now to go in the ball game. Trailing two scores are the Broncos. Gracie under center. He'll go back to pass on a straight drop back. If it's about a 14-step drop, throws it to Edis on the far side, who's bottled up, nowhere to go. He might lose a yard.
I loved it. It was screen, but the lineman didn't block anybody. I love running back screen there. That was a really nice play call.
But I think it was too far out.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the blockers couldn't really get their bodies on anybody. That's got to be a little more compact there. But, yeah, I love the play call as well because everybody's just shooting upfield.
But you're right. It's a 15-yard pass, and it needs to be about 5.
Second down and 11. Same eye formation. Counter coming back to the near side with Edis trying to follow blockers, and he's strung out all the way to that sideline. He had nowhere to go and still – really missing that extra burst of speed he needed to get to the edge.
Yeah, because there, I think, with that burst, I think he gets the edge.
Yeah, if Clayton Hassett there from his tight end position could just hold that block for a split second longer, we're talking about definitely a first down, maybe more.
Third down and 9. Burning a lot of precious seconds the Broncos need in this ballgame the way Johnson Brock can score. And they're already up 2 scores.
Yeah, there is no urgency whatsoever right now out of the Broncos.
Gracie under center, I formation. Edis just kind of standing around, and this ball will be flipped up downfield. Not a lot doing there for the Broncos on that third down.
Well, they're running 2 receivers into 4 DBs.
Yeah, and Sweet just got cut up in the trash there and tripped and fell on the ground, and then Gracie just had to kind of let it go and, you know, pray for a flag or hope he can get back up and catch it.
Yeah, and if you're Johnson Brock here, this is all about just stepping on your throat. I mean, stick one in here to make sure that we're good.
Now we've got a punt upcoming for Mullen, and this one's going to be an end-over-end driven back inside the 20-yard line. Ball picked up by Hahn following some blockers to the near side. He'll bring it out to the 35.
Yeah, there's a couple hammer shots. They're going to call that targeting, and I don't think it is. That's going to be too bad. Dylan Rao does a really nice job on this, and they're going to call him for targeting.
Yeah, they're going to say he's defenseless there, and oh, that's a tough play because it's just football. But you know, they've got to look out for the safety
well,
of the players a little bit.
It's the specific play. Oh, they're going to call it block in the back and not targeting, so that's actually okay. I don't think it's a block in the back at all. We're going to look at the replay here. Now, they could have thrown him out. I think this is a good job by the officials. That is actually, and he's head-to-head with him right yep. there. That's targeting. Instead of throw the kid out of the state finals, not let him get his medal, let's just call it a block in the back. That's a dynamite job there by those officials.
Have you ever seen anybody in high school football, like Nebraska, get thrown out for targeting? You ever been a part of that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible. And as a head coach, it's terrible because your kids are doing what they're supposed to do. A lot. And hey, we got to take the bad stuff out of the game of football. Make no mistake about that. But it's brutal. When you see the flag come out as a coach on the sidelines, you just start holding your breath.
Yeah, that's tough because it's just a bang, bang play. And it's just, you know, one kid might lower his shoulder pad level a little bit or come up. And yeah, but the penalty is really not going to hurt Johnson Brock here. Still 1st and 10.
No, and I think the officials did a nice job there.
And now the TV guy says we can go. 16-point lead for the Eagles, 9:42 to go in the ballgame. 1st and 10 from their own 16-yard line as well. Fosenberger in the shotgun. Motion coming to the near side. They'll hand it off going with Hahn back to the far side. He'll run through a couple of tacklers, pick up about 2.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Hahn's back going full tilt since they helped him off the field here a little while ago. But that's perfect now with 9 minutes left in the game. If you're Johnson Brock, there's nothing wrong with running the ball here because Mullen didn't show you in their last drive that they're concerned about trying to go fast.
Yeah, your defense is playing good enough on the other side, so not necessarily concerned with, you know, an 18-second drive here.
That was Glenn on that last carry, and he'll still stand right next to Fosenberger in the shotgun. Speed option coming to this near side. Ball pitched behind Eastman, who's going to run over to the near side. Flag comes out on the end of it as well. Not quite to that first down.
Yeah, Quanvig does a great job chasing that thing down along with Kobe Walker. It's going to be a block in the back, I think. Let's see what he says.
That is what it is. So they're going to back up the Eagles on this play.
We're going to talk to Mullen and see what Mullen wants to do. Everybody's so tired for Mullen, nobody wants to walk over there.
Yeah, I'd definitely send him back, though.
No question.
I mean, it's really not a question here.
Let's see here. Surely they accepted it.
So they will move back the Eagles, who now with 9 minutes to go in the ballgame, 16-point lead in this D2 final. Whether it's burn clock or put more points up on the board, we've talked a lot about how really Johnson Brock is built just to put up points.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've just done it over and over and over.
Yeah, good call on that block in the back. We're watching the replay there. Fairly obvious there on the outside.
Second and 13, Eastman standing just to the right of Fosenberger. Single receiver both sides. Eastman will get the carry, go into that far side. Now he's going to turn it back over here to this near side. He'll get it about past that original line of scrimmage, third down, and it'll be about 7 or 8.
But it's just really interesting. The running game, you know, that finally with that run, that puts Johnson Brock over 100 yards running the ball today. But you see in these last several runs, there have been 4 or 5 yards there where those were zeros early.
Well, they only average 160 on the year, so if they could get some yards here, they're about on pace for the season average.
Twins to the far side for Fosenberger in the shotgun. He's being chased out of the pocket. Quanvig missed him that time. Rolling towards the sideline, throws it up towards Hahn, who makes an over-the-shoulder catch inside the 40. He's going to get it inside the 35 before he just stepped out of bounds on that far side.
Yeah, he was gone. And that's going to put Fosenberger over 300 yards passing today. So just some fabulous numbers. You've got a running back, Lane Edis, 36 carries for 257 yards, 4 touchdowns. And Fosenberger is going to be 18 for 26 for about 230.
Yeah, but he's been efficient. The 2 picks he thrown were, you know, balls his receivers probably should have caught.
First and 10 into Bronco territory is Johnson Brock. Single receivers both sides again. Hahn going in motion right to left. Handing it off up the middle with Eastman. He'll pick up 5.
Yeah, now it's starting to be 4 and 5 a carry. Johnson Brock's just flat out putting it on him. Oh, they're showing Scott Frost. He's down there watching a little Johnson Brock Mullen. They've got him on the big screen.
He's probably got to talk pretty soon, I would imagine.
Oh, I think he's done.
That time after the play, a little pushing and shoving there. You know, you're mowing, you're down. Things start to get real chippy because that sets in that, hey, this might not go our way. And it gets emotional.
Motion again coming to the near side. Said speed option going back across to the far side. Hahn takes the pitch, and he'll do a good job to pick up 1.
Yeah, I think Mullen got him out of bounds. Nope, clock is still running. 7:20 left. And if you're Johnson Brock, you don't snap this thing before about 1 on the clock.
Yeah, just look at that back, Judge. Let him count down for you.
Yeah, the nice thing is here at Memorial Stadium, they get a 25-second clock. They can see.
That's a good point. Yeah, Johnson Brock did a nice job of just eating up a lot of clock here.
Trying to get everyone set is Fosenberger. Snap it with 8 seconds on the play clock. Good throw to Hahn, who's going to make a grab on a low throw, but he'll get it down to the 19-yard line.
He's got a lot of talent. He's just so natural as a route runner, a lot of speed, and he's just fluid in his movements coming across the middle there. Did a nice job hanging on to that football.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does. You know, you're a 1,000-yard receiver. You know, you got to replace your quarterback next year, so I don't know if you'll get that again out of him in 8-man football next year, but it'll be interesting to see what he does. Very athletic kid.
More than 3 minutes already off the clock on this drive alone for Johnson Brock. 16-point lead, new set of downs inside the 20. Twins to the far side. Fosenberger hands it off to Hahn running to the near side. He's got a stiff arm 1, and he'll outrun everyone else. He'll take it in for another 5 points, bank touchdown from 18 yards out.
Yeah, that's what we said. These runs that were 1s and 2s now are big. Mullins just gotten tired out. They've just had a fabulous season, and they've done a great job today. They're just a lot to Johnson Brock.
Yeah, it's just a break here or there, and you know, things could be different, but Johnson Brock just presses on you and pushes. I mean, they put up just a gaudy amount of points per game. So Mullen hanging in there tough, a lot of effort, a little banged up, but they're fighting through it.
Right now it's a 22-point lead for the Eagles. Extra point upcoming. Fosenberger looking to the end zone. Got a receiver, and that's going to be two more on the board. Grab there from Dylan Rowe. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock 50, Mullen 26 on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them, have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
6.5 to go in the ball game. Mullen jumped out to a 20-point lead. Since then, though, it's been Johnson Brock on a 50-6 run going through this D2 final.
Yeah, 50-6 since the start of that thing. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and it's all been Lane Edis being slowed up by that foot. He just didn't have that extra gear. And take away Edis from this offense, and you don't have much for these Mullen Broncos.
Yeah, this is a tremendous Johnson Brock team. They've done a great job.
Kickoff from Glenn High and going over to that far side. Bounces just inside the goal line. Mullen will take over first and 10 from their 15, trailing by 24. We saw in their last couple possessions, not a lot of emphasis on going quicker and to keep up with this with these Eagles. If they do want to have a chance to come back, that's definitely something they'll have to do.
Yeah, they had no pace in that last possession whatsoever.
It's just not a part of their offense.
Well, what are they going to do? I guess you're right. Hurry up and throw toss two more times? Nope, now we're in the gun.
We've got the gun for Gracie, who's going to roll, and he has no receivers going out. Screen over on the near side, though, with Sweet, who's got a little bit of room. He'll bring it out past the 30, get closer to midfield.
He did a nice job there of evading a tackler there in the backfield, or it would have been blown up, and then he turns it into a big yardage play down the field. Nice play call there, but I just thought maybe it took a little too long developing.
Yeah, the old backside screen where you get everybody to go with Edis and then throw it back to Swede, who's had a fantastic year himself.
Gracie in the shotgun. Twins to the far side now. Motion coming across. Speed option go to that far side. Gracie's thrown down in the backfield. Nowhere to go on that one as Shane Westhart got in there for the tackle for loss.
Good to see him back up and healthy. He couldn't hardly put any weight on that right leg earlier, but, you know, pretty obvious on that play. He's back to full speed.
Yeah, he's going well there.
Now under 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Second down and 12. Spreading things out again. Single receiver to the near side. Trips on that far side for Gracie. He'll throw it. It's going to be a halfback pass as he threw it over there to the receiver, who just throws it up downfield, almost intercepted. Sweet did a good job breaking that one up. Flag comes in on the end of it, though.
Yeah, they're going to call PI when everybody at least went up for the ball.
Yeah, but sometimes on those underthrown balls, any contact coming back, they're probably going to throw that thing. Especially, I know refs they try not to look at the score, but 50-26, they're going to throw that flag.
And that is what it's going to be against Mullen or against Johnson Brock. So a break there for Mullen on really a lot of their pass plays aren't even 50-50. They're just throwing the ball up in the air, seeing what happens. And the way Johnson Brock plays their offense, and they have to see that every day in practice defensively, I'd take them getting a lot of those jump balls.
Well, the double pass, some of that stuff is better to run earlier in the game because people are expecting you to run. Now everybody knows the okey-doke is coming.
Yeah, you're emptying out the playbook, and you're ready for it. They did a good job of staying home on defense there. Johnson Brock did.
Mullen will cross midfield, first and 10 from the 32 of Johnson Brock. Now back under center. Edis coming in motion to the near side. Gracie will throw it over to Sweet, who's inside the 30 before being spun down.
That was a nice little design play there. They motioned Edis out, and then he started up the field, and he was the design blocker there. He just whiffed kind of at full speed, but that was well designed.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a pick play there. I think it was legal, but they only got 2 yards out of it, though.
Second down and 8. Lovett in as the fullback in front of Edis. I formation. Counter going back to the far side with Edis trying to follow blockers. He'll turn it upfield after he finds a hole inside the 30 or inside the 25.
Yeah, it was a nice little run. They just went back to their bread and butter. I'd do it again here and get a first down.
Yeah, run some toss sweep. Edis is still averaging 7 yards a carry, even though he's banged up. So, yeah, 3rd and 2. I think the answer is pretty simple here.
Well, he averages 260 a night, or 216. He's over that.
They'll fumble the snap, and Gracie on the handoff just throws it up downfield to Sweet. Going to see, and he went out of bounds. They tried to run that play-action pass, and when they went to do the exchange on the fake, the ball popped out. But that was a good grab still on that far side.
Yeah, it was a really nice catch. He just didn't get his foot down.
Yeah, he's got excellent hands. Just watching him in a couple other games earlier in the year. He's a playmaker. Just a little too wide, though, on the pass.
4th and 2 for the Broncos, who have already burned 2 minutes on this drive. Trailing by 24. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Gracie in the shotgun. Trips to that far side. He's rolling to that far side. Throws this one up for grabs. It's going to be intercepted by Hahn. Almost at his own 10-yard line. Really on 4th down, just threw that one up was Gracie.
Well, I'm not sure what the story was there. They're lined up in a trips open bunch set. Two of the receivers started blocking the guy over them, and then they threw the ball about 15 yards down the field.
Yeah, just kind of threw it up and hoped somebody on their team would come down with it.
But you can't block.
No. Yeah. They let it go, though.
Yeah, well.
Watch it here.
I'm just not sure. They're all blocking down here, and Johnson Brock will probably end it here, is my guess.
4.5 to go in the ballgame, 24-point lead. Fosenberger in the shotgun motion coming right to left. They'll hand it off right up the middle with Hahn, who just got the interception. He breaks it around to a little bit more space out past the 20 before being pushed out of bounds at the 26.
Yeah, with a 36-point lead, my guess is you'll start to see a lot of people play.
Yeah, Ledis did a good job there of finishing that play out, because it looked like maybe Hahn had the angle there, but he just came and cleaned it up. But either way, Johnson Brock just moving the ball at will now.
Yeah, if I'm coaching really on either side at this point, I'm getting as many kids on this field as I can.
Yeah, you don't know if you'll ever get back. It's sometimes just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Fosenberger in the shotgun with single receivers both sides. Now motion coming all the way across, handing it off to Hahn going back across to that far side. He'll be shy of the first down.
Got a flag down, Caleb.
Flag right back just past that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Clayton Hazard's running his mouth. He took the guy down and tackled him, and Hazard's letting him have it. He's a tough kid. Holding on offense. Yeah, he's probably letting him know you held me.
They're talking to him. Gonna tell him to
chill,
calm
bro.
Down, buddy. Well, I understand where he's coming
absolutely.
From. Absolutely. Oh, it hurts so bad when you get so close and you work all summer and spring and fall for this one moment and it doesn't go your way. It'll make you mad.
Yeah, and he's a great kid. Very, very tough kid. Great family of wrestlers are the Hazards. Horse people. We've got his uncle lives just next to Centura High School, and good guy, great supporter of our school. I'm sure he's here today with all the Hazards watching his nephew, but it's a tough family. I tell you, they're prideful people.
Yeah.
Out of the 14 teams in these 7 finals, 11 undefeated going into the championship games. Only 7 teams get to end the season with a win in that state final. We're going to get an ENT physician's, or we're going to get a timeout here by brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. Just under 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock leads 50-26 in the D2 final.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializes in you.
3:53 to go in the ball game. Now with Johnson Brock leading this one 50-26 in the D2 final out of the ENT positions of Kearney. Timeout. First down and 18 to go for the Eagles. Motion coming across. They'll hand it off on that jet sweep with Hahn, who's wrapped up in the backfield. He'll go down at his own 15.
Yeah, Hazard said you ain't getting outside of me.
Ball came out, but I think they're going to call him down there.
Coming up on 3.5 to go in the ball game. Both coaches probably looking to get a number of different guys into this one with only those 3.5 to go. As it is D2 already, you know there's not as many guys on the sideline as you'll see tonight in that Class A final with Grand Island and Burke. Fosenberger in the shotgun. Single receiver both sides again. Motion coming to the near side again. Now they'll hand it off going back to the far side with Glenn, who lowers the shoulder, bringing it out past the 20.
If they can just get a first down here, I think that's what they're trying to do. Then they can get the rest of their kids in. And sometimes you don't want to put your JV offense out there against a 12-0 team. And it just gets turned into a disaster.
Yeah, but at this point you're up by 36. Get your kids out there and let them say they played on this floor. Who cares if Mullen scores a time or two again?
Now 2:40 to go in the ball game. Third down and long for the Eagles. Motion coming across. Handed off to Glenn. Going to the far side. Spins around one tackler, and he'll be brought down by Edis, who brought the truck stick on the end of that one.
Yeah, well, see, this is the other thing that starts to happen. You talk about the frustrating part. Yeah, that's why get those guys out so something silly doesn't happen.
We're going to get another timeout here. ENT Physicians of Kearney timeout. 2:24 to go in the ballgame. 50-26. Johnson Brock on top.
Reel it in and wrap up your year with a new Larson fishing boat from Buzz's Marine. Now through December 15th, take advantage of $3,000 and $4,000 rebates. Larson fishing boats fulfill every fishing requirement when you need it and provide family fun on the water when you don't. With smart storage, serious capacity, and plenty of room for the family, don't miss out on this great deal on your next Larson fishing boat. And ask about a free trailerable ratchet cover. View the inventory online at buzzesmarine.com or visit on South Central Avenue in Kearney today.
Fourth down upcoming for the Eagles out of the ENT positions of Kearney. Timeout, and really both teams had a chance to put a number of different guys on the field. They didn't over those last few, and it doesn't look like they'll quite be doing that as well. Punting situation upcoming for the Eagles.
Well, you'll usually run your varsity punt team out there, but after this, time to get some other guys in.
Glenn standing back to punt. No one back deep for the Broncos to return this one. 2.5 to go in the ball game, and it looks like a Bronco is going to jump off sides as well, so that'll move them up 5 more.
Yeah, sometimes just nothing goes right, and that's what happened there. They just were sending the guy a motion. I don't know that the hard count was on purpose because it's 4th and 11, but they're going to get a free 5.
Already with nobody back standing deep for the Broncos, they'll still line up in that punt formation are the Eagles. Glenn standing back. Couple of touchdown catches throughout this ball game for him in that first half comeback that eventually led to the 50-6 run. Good driven end-over-end kick. He's got guys down there. Ball is rolling, and it'll be downed just outside the 5-yard line. Wonderful kick by Glenn.
You know, if they could have blocked the punt there, you're only down 3 touchdowns. We could have got a score there, but then you'd have to get some onside kicks as the game goes on. But, Johnson Brock's just better. Really impressed with how they came out. And just they've got athletes everywhere in space, and they bring a lot of guys back too.
Right now what I want to see is a 75-yard touchdown run by Lane Edis, and here come the Broncos, or the Longhorns, excuse me.
Burwell just showed up. They're walking by Creighton right there.
The only way to tell that that's a bunch of Longhorns, just purple all over that far sideline. Gracie takes a snap. Now he's standing in his own end zone, looking downfield, throws it to the near side. He'll take a shot on the end of it, but that was a little bit too far from his intended receiver. Incomplete pass.
Boy, it's getting chippy down there. It's a lot of pushing and shoving, you know, after the play.
And I love it. I mean, Burwell's got as many kids out as most of your C2 teams do. Being led, I see Luke down there leading them in. Luke Gideon, of course, the longtime coach, state champion wrestler, state champion wrestling coach at Burwell.
I think the Longhorns emptied an entire section over on that far side. Took about as much room as the band. Gracie standing in his own end zone under a lot of pressure, throws it. Hahn picks it off at the 20. He's at the 10, trying to reverse field, come over to the near side, runs back across the 10. He's going to see what he can get, and he'll take a touchdown on the pick six. Ty Hahn.
Give it to Lane Edis, man. That dude just covered a lot of ground trying to not allow that touchdown to happen.
Oh, you hate to see it if you're a Mullen Bronco fan, but, man, the effort these kids play with, it just stands out to you. They do not give up, and really impressed with all these kids all day. It's just been just a little too much Johnson Brock.
Extra. A lot too much Johnson Brock.
We said it was going to take at least 40 to win this one right now. Johnson Brock, extra point upcoming, and they're already at 56 with on a 30-point lead, just under 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter for the D2 final. Motion coming to the near side, handing it off with Glenn, who's wrapped up in the backfield. He'll get nothing doing there. A minute 57 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock looks like they're headed towards a D2 title as they lead Mullen 56-26 here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days, and a question like, is my doctor in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
D2 final, 30-point edge right now for Johnson Brock. About 2 minutes to go in this ball game. Probably going to see a number of different guys get in as well for both teams. With that D1 final coming up as well with Creighton and Burwell, and we're set for a good one there. Top seeds in both the East and the West going head-to-head.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, I think. There's a lot of Creighton. You just have to understand that. But Burwell's a fantastic team to cover, to follow, to like in – just the way they do things is the right way. The ball fell off the tee, buddy. And it fell off, and he took about 10 more steps backwards.
And it still rolled a little bit further forward than I believe Lightbourne's kick did.
Oh, he's going to watermelon this. Oh, this is the Greg Hansen special. He's got this on the ball or on the tee like a watermelon.
And just going to drive this one up into the air. It'll take a bounce at the 20-yard line. Ball picked up and Sweets brought down inside his own 20. That was a nice little chip shot downfield.
Yeah, instead of putting it in the hole, the tip of the ball, they just set it like a watermelon until the fat part's in the tee.
Good to see. He probably don't get to kick the ball off very often, so yeah, finally convinced coach to let him try it in a game.
The old watermelon special.
First and 10 upcoming for the Broncos. Minute 55 to go in this D2 final. Make sure you stick around afterwards for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll also give you a wrap-up and talk about some of the stats and final numbers from this one. Gracie under center. He'll fake the handoff to Edis, throw it over to Sweet on that far side, and it's broken up on the very end of that. Good job in the defensive secondary for the Eagles.
Yeah, they had everybody handled there. Now they're calling for the twos.
That's exactly what we're going to see here. For the Broncos, number of guys running on and off the field.
You can hear the Mullen, the town of Mullen, giving their players a little bit of love as they come off. Both towns traveled well. There you can hear the other side, Johnson Brock, the realization, we did it, we're going to leave champs.
Now to figure out which guys are running on and off the field. So we're going to get an ENT physician's of Kearney timeout as both coaches figure out. It looked like Mullen did the switch and Johnson Brock, and Coach Roberts weren't just quite ready to get those guys running out there. So we're going to step away real quick. Minute 48 to go in the ball game here on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Five Points Bank has been your hometown bank for over 40 years, and now you can take us wherever you go. Mobile Deposit allows you to deposit checks from your smartphone or tablet with our free business banking app. And never pay for an ATM charge again with our MoneyPass app. It maps out ATMs near you that won't charge a fee because of its partnership with Five Points Bank. We're here to serve you in person and online, and that's why we're the better bank.
The twos getting the call here for the Broncos. Ball handed off to the far side with Spencer Denayer, and he's going to pick up a first down and more, bring it out to the 33.
It's a great run, and this is exactly what I'm talking about, because every kid will buy the DVD of this game, and he'll have that for 1,000 years. Let those kids play.
Yeah, it's, and then you get that little taste as a freshman or a sophomore to what it feels like to be out there, and maybe gives you a little hunger going forward.
It's Brendan Walker under center for the Broncos. He'll fake the handoff. Naked bootleg over here to the near side. Got a little bit of room, and he's going to juke one guy. He'll bring it past the 30, try to turn it back in field as well, shy of the 25-yard line.
Ooh, Mullen's got something cooking. Oh, here comes the big guy in here for Johnson Brock. Is that 77?
That's Joshua Hofboring.
That a baby Joshua Hofboring. Good to see you in the game, brother.
Hey, this is a good sign for Mullen going forward as a program. It's not like they had, you know, eight good players and then it drops off the way they're, you know, moving the ball down the field. A little glimpse into the future here.
Walker with the I formation under center. This one will be blown dead before they can get going, though.
The amount of cheating that goes on, or penalties, I guess we'll say, when you get to this spot is fairly high. You have to understand that not everybody's got this all right.
Well, you know, you get in the D1 and D2, and you don't get hardly any JV games. So these kids are playing their first football in a game for the first time since junior high.
Now you got a first and 15, clock rolling. Minute 10 to go. Walker under center. A little bit of a jump start for the fullback.
I
nothing called, though.
I think
and
he fell.
Emerson will get the carry past the 30.
Yeah, I think he fell out of his stance, Caleb. That's exactly what happened there.
Yeah, he wanted that four-point stance there.
Now I think we're getting the third-teamers in. I love the third-teamers.
Yeah, that's great for Mullen that they have a third team. I mean, some of these
– Mullen's got a huge roster.
Some of these D2 teams, I mean, they're struggling to suit 10 up.
Well, you have to understand, most of your C2 teams right now are around 30 kids is all. Kids are not playing football anymore.
Kyle Durfee under center. He's going to try – or he'll hand it off to the fullback going up the middle. And he goes and lays the wood at the end of there as well.
Kyle Durfee, let him have it, baby. This is your moment in the sun, huh? Durfee, just let him go.
Quarterback hands off to the fullback and went and just found someone.
You see the coach talk to him, too, when he come up. All right, I love it. Did they throw a flag?
There was a flag on it, yep, coming in, and they're gonna get him.
Leave old Durfee alone, will you?
Oh, I love it. Good old physical football.
Jeez, he's just trying to do his job. So, coach told me after I pitch it, I got to get in the A-gap and go block a linebacker. I'm sorry, he just stood there.
It was. He had a guy standing there. Good to see Hofboring in for a couple plays there as he runs off for Johnson Brock. He's going to get himself a gold medal.
Yes, he is.
Third down and, well, from about here to Mullen to go. Clock ticking. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Ball handed off with a fullback going right up the middle. That's Spencer Denayer. And that should be the last play that we'll get from scrimmage here in this D2 final, unless someone decides to use a timeout with 8 seconds to go.
Well, this has been a fantastic D2 season. I mean, you had Fall City Sacred Heart get upset in the first round. Lawrence Nelson really went on a magic carpet ride run. This has been a fantastic D2 season, and it ends with Johnson Brock as your state champ.
Eagles, perfect season, 13-0 D2 state champions. We'll have plenty coming up on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Johnson Brock 56, Mullen 26 here at the D2 final on ESPN Tri-Cities.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives.
Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The D2 final is over, and Johnson Brock is your state champions. Welcome into the new Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Medal ceremonies and everything going on now here in Memorial Stadium. You can see a lot of happy folks on that far side for Johnson Brock. I know it was supposed to be a blackout this last weekend. Plenty of black over there for the Eagles. I guess, guys, Trent Ockingay, Larry Baker, Caleb Henry alongside. Just final thoughts on this one. We knew it was going to take some points for Mullen to stick with Johnson Brock, but it really started out all Broncos.
Yeah, I think the game probably ended the way most people thought that it was going to. The game started the way Mullen is a really good team, and this running back is unbelievable with what he's done in his career. He's going to end the day somewhere around 37 carries and 263 yards is Laenetis. The trouble was there was nothing else with Laenetis. There just wasn't enough to be diverse enough. They played good defense early, but Johnson Brock got their offense going. And once they did, you know, the 56 points they've averaged in the 60s all year. So they really kind of went the way they thought that it would go. Fantastic Mullen team. It's a fantastic season. They got beat in the semis last year to get back here to the finals. I just thought that it was a great high school performance. Not a lot of penalties, not a lot of mistakes. The types of games that you want to see in both towns, both communities showed up today to help celebrate this great experience for these kids.
Well, let's go ahead and we gave you a recap at halftime of how we got there. Let's see how we went for the final couple scores. Johnson Brock started with the ball and a two-point lead, but threw an interception on their first possession. And then right away, Mullen would get a turnover on downs on their own 34. Wouldn't take long, though. One play, Johnson Brock would put a Dylan Rowe 34-yard touchdown reception into the end zone. Mullen would have a turnover on downs. It was a bit of a fire drill, so it turned into a fake punt. They turned it over on their own 26. Ty Hahn would take in a 10-yard reception from Cole Fosenberger. But Mullen did score. This was their only points in the second half. It was a 47-yard Laenetis touchdown run. Then Johnson Brock would score on a touchdown run of 9 yards out from Glenn, 19 yards out from Hahn, and then Ty Hahn, with about 2 minutes to go in this ballgame, also had in pick six an interception return for a touchdown to get us to that 56-26 final. This sports wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered wrapped in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Final thoughts from the D2 final, where it was Mullen hard-nosed, and they played physical all the way through, all the way to Durfee in the end of that ball game going in at quarterback. But Johnson Brock just offense too much here today.
Yeah, and I just really impressed with both teams. I just love the way that Laenetis runs. It's unfortunate that he was a little bit banged up the rest of this season, but the way he started out, I just love his vision and his strength and his effort all day long. Same can be said for all these Mullen Broncos. And for Johnson Brock, they got a lot of kids coming back, so they're not done. They'll be a good basketball team, and then they return a lot of their skill guys. So just really impressed with the way both of these teams played out the game.
The D6 final was in the books last Friday. Now the D2 final is in as well. Five more to go here from Memorial Stadium. Johnson Brock, your D2 champions. We'll be back at 2:30 for pregame of Creighton-Burwell. Kickoff at 2:45. For myself, Caleb Henry, Trent Ockingay, Larry Baker, we'll talk to you later here from Memorial Stadium.
Every day you rise early, sip your coffee, pull on your boots, and go to work. And the team at Pioneer is with you. When you're choosing which product to plant on which part of which field, we're with you. When you're plotting out your planting schedule as winter turns to spring, we're there too. And when you climb into the combine to harvest another bumper crop, there's no question where we are. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
The preceding has been a Platte River Radio ESPN Tri-City Sports production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.